6 to 8 p.m. Join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJB overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. The folks on the DJB program that we do Monday through Friday, taking an hour to assess these top 10 items, as many of them as we can get to. We probably have all the oxygen taken out of the room with the first 2 or 3 items here, especially 1 and 2, Afghanistan, and 2 is COVID. So let's get at it. One of the things in terms of Afghanistan that may be good news, Victoria, we could start with the Airbnb housing all those Afghan refugees. Where are they doing this,
by the way? Around the world.
All around the world.
Yeah, they're doing it wherever the Airbnb hosts are willing to offer up their homes. And this is very similar to the Frontline program that they did last year, where Airbnb, remember, a lot of doctors and nurses were leaving from states that hadn't been hit as hard with COVID, and they were flying into other states, and they needed a place to stay. And so Airbnb, they have a Airbnb.org is their, you know, charity arm. And so they allowed all these frontline workers to stay in different places without any charge to them or the host. And they're doing that again now with they've transitioned from frontline workers to Afghan refugees.
And I see Facebook and Clubhouse have taken steps to secure accounts by hiding friends lists and that sort of thing. How is that?
Yeah.
Is this because the Taliban will go after them? Are they looking
at
Facebook?
Yeah. That's what they're worried about, yeah, is that anyone who was friendly to the United States, when they get relocated or even if they're still in Afghanistan, Facebook and Clubhouse have decided to hide their identities for their own protection so they don't face retaliation.
Okay, so
but
how does
unfortunate that the government didn't do that, because we learned this week that the administration, the Biden administration, had turned over a list.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Of Americans and the people who were helping Americans, they handed
the people
that over
being
to the
evacuated.
Taliban. Right.
Right.
And so the Taliban has that list of those people. And
it's a kill list.
It's a kill list is exactly what it is.
What in the world?
I mean, it's not designed to be, but...
No,
but that's
but
what,
I mean,
it will
what
be
they
when
think
you
was
hand it to
happen.
The Taliban. I mean, here you've done, you know, you've handed all of these people where they were last known. I mean, what are people thinking? And then I also learned this week that when we gave up our base, when we gave up Bagram, apparently no one took it. We've talked about this. We didn't take any of our military equipment with us, which is so ridiculous. President Trump was all over the place this week saying how he would have bombed anything that he couldn't have taken out, and I think that would have been smart, right? You blow up what you can't use so that it doesn't end up in the hands of the wrong people. And we left it, and we left biometric screening devices at Bagram, which now the Taliban has in their custody. If you saw this
what
week,
is, what, ha- what does that stuff do?
Well, that's the stuff that they can use to confirm people. That's what other countries right now are using to confirm the identities of other people. So now you're handing not only that, but lists of people who have helped the Americans and our allies over the last 20 years. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And the Taliban, there's a video that went viral, and it, if it weren't true, be laughable. You've got these Taliban members in one of our Black Hawk helicopters just on a joyride on the Bagram airfield, just taxiing around, probably because they couldn't figure out how to get it up in the air.
Yeah. But, all right. In the meantime, there are 12 service members who have been killed in 13. An attack.
Yeah, it's actually 13. The number was
13. 13? Yeah. 60 Afghans are dead, 140 wounded. So is 90 now? All right.
Yeah.
So is this from that list that we're talking about?
No, this is ISIS. And see, people don't realize
ISIS
saw so much stuff.
It's a new group.
Yeah, I saw so much stuff on social media where people just like don't understand. ISIS and the Taliban are sworn enemies. This is not ISIS working with the Taliban to blow up people.
The reason people are talking about that is because
regular
right.
people on social media who don't know anything what they're talking
yeah, the
about.
Taliban, ISIS has vowed to, just to Victoria's point, ISIS has vowed to get rid of the Taliban because they think they're too liberal, if you can imagine that, as the Taliban has sent people home. This is true. But there have been people within our intelligence community who have suggested that it is possible that the Taliban kind of use this as a straw man attack where they allow, because the way it's working right now is that the United States military has control of Hamid Karzai Airport that they're trying to get people in and out of. So our military has that. But the Taliban has control of the perimeter. And so this has been part of the problem in evacuating people is that the Taliban is not letting everybody in. Sometimes they're pushing people back. Sometimes they're asking for money to let people through to get to the airport for the evacuation, which is part of the problem because they're in control of the perimeter. And so the Taliban, this bombing that happened was a suicide bomber who was packed with all kinds of explosives who made his way into the terminal and blew up one of the gates at the airport. And so a lot of people within our intel community believe that the Taliban intentionally let this person in as kind of a final embarrassment for the Americans to deal with because people knew ISIS was coming. It was warned. It's not even the ISIS that we eradicated. This is another group. The K stands for Khorasan, which is another name for the area, the broad area of the Middle East. And so they've come into power as of late, and they've surrounded the airport. So now that's why they're expecting more attacks, more explosions. And the question is, did the Taliban intentionally let them in? Even though they're sworn enemies, is this one of those things where they said, we want to do this just to cause more chaos and problems with the evacuation? Because obviously it slowed our efforts down.
Mm. All right, the flights have resumed from Kabul, apparently, and 30-some-odd planes have taken off. Now, there are no, to make sure everybody understands, there are no commercial flights going in and out of Kabul. They're all on these big transport planes. They take them to Germany, they take them to Japan, wherever they take them over to Guam, and then they get distributed from there on the planes that came from the four airlines that said, okay, we'll give you planes. Where do you want us to take people? But they've been flying those planes nonstop. They bring them to one place, drop them off. Most of the planes have six. I don't think they have flight attendants on them. I think they just have the pilot and the crew, although they may have, I don't know, flight attendants. I don't think they'd need to kind of know what's going on in the back of the plane with all these people on it. They're continuing. They just are flying the crews. The plane gets on the ground, unloads, flies back to Guam or wherever, or to Germany, brings another bunch back. They've been flying into New York, I guess. Some of them have been from Germany, anyway, into New York. And I think one went into Atlanta. They've been going to their
Virginia,
hubs.
I think, yeah.
Yeah,
I was reading a story about the processing.
And they turn the plane right around, fuel it, and fly back again for the next load.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. It's pretty, I guess when you think about how well organized that is, so it's a well greased machine. Okay, we know what we have to do, we know how to do it, so let's just do it. And most of the,
and
at least.
One of the dangers, though, the reason that we're much less safe today than we were few days ago is because they're not screening the people who are coming in. These are not all Americans. Primarily, there are still at least 1,000, maybe more Americans, because most people believe that there are more Americans than have registered with the State Department. So there are a lot of Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan who can't get out. There are a lot of Afghanis who are getting out. And look, I believe that the Afghanis who helped the effort over the last 20 years should get some sort of protection from our government. That's what we swore to do. But they're also not screening anybody anymore. So they're just putting people on planes. At least the Americans are. The Brits are screening people in Kabul before they put them on planes so that they don't get any terrorists in the mix. And the United States is not doing that. We're doing it backwards. We're just putting everybody
who is this guy?
But that's not, hoping to screen them.
There's a 14-point check system that I was just reading about last night, though. And a lot of the Afghanis who are eligible are actually complaining that the process is taking too long. So I don't know. I mean, that's not what I've been reading about.
What are the Mexicans doing? Because the Mexicans are bringing a bunch of people from Afghanistan. Yeah.
Spain taking some in. New Zealand
Denmark,
is taking
Italy.
Some people in.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
But all right, so, you know, the troubling thing is they're finding people who are on a no-fly list who are known to be in the system, and what do we do with those people now?
Well, is one of them this guy, Rahman Haqqani? Is that how you pronounce his name? Khalil Rahmani Haqqani. He's the head of security in Kabul and known as a terrorist, and so apparently the U.S. has offered $5 million. Is that dead or alive for this guy? In another one of these.
I don't know.
How do you?
I mean, at what point, like, we're going to have to reach two options, right? We're going to reach a fork in the road. We either go back in and take control again, which Biden doesn't want to do, or do we just bomb everything?
What should we do?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do we do? Do we just
none
move away and ignore it, or do we bomb everything?
None of this is what we should have done. This is the problem, is that we are in a really bad situation because of huge tactical errors that were put forth in the last several weeks. I mean, my advice would be to say to the Taliban, we'll leave when we're ready. We'll leave when we have evacuated every American. And you will help us in that process, because the faster you get us out of here, the faster we get all of our people, the faster we'll go home. And you use your air support to bomb the crap out of things. But now the problem is, because we've had to bring more military members in there, they almost are using us as a human shield. I mean, but you have to show some force in all of this. I mean, what we've shown is just weakness. We haven't. Biden came up after the announcement, this horrific day, the most violent day in 20 years in Afghanistan, and he comes up there and he says, well, we're going to try to find you where we are. But who has confidence in that? I mean, how are we going to why wouldn't we just start bombing ISIS? They're around the outside of the airport. Start doing it now. But
there are much of stories. Here's this American, well, he's an Afghani interpreter named Mikey, who was stranded. And apparently they got him and got him out, he and his family. So at least there's one good story in the rescue department. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup from the DJV folks of our approach to the discussion of these issues this week on the DJV program. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. they've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so I guess maybe the final note for this hour anyway on Afghanistan, the corruption and bureaucracy that really have also added into the mess that's been created there. We try to train these military people from other countries. It never works. When do we learn our lesson, I guess, is the question. More coming up on the Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour with the DJ Beers on the case. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay has prepared a list of comments from our DJV Show socials, Twitter at DJV Show and Instagram as well, Facebook.com/DJV Show. The first point had to do with the passing of Phil Valentine, which is number 10 on the list this week in terms of talk radio. Lots of people talking about this fellow who was a host for many years in Nashville. He passed away this past week at the age of 61. He had been on the air saying he didn't think he needed the vaccine or people shouldn't get the vaccine. He changed his tune when he got sick, got on a ventilator, never got off. And he was a healthy, rugged guy. So there's a lesson, I suppose, to be learned there. Some of the comments. Nancy Sullivan, I think it's Travaglio, one of our listeners, sending prayers to his family. Mary Frances Crack said maybe he should have gotten the vaccine, yeah, you think. Suzanne Jewell said he was way too young. I wonder if any of you have listened. Did you talk at all? Rick Alt also said this is happening to healthy children. Because of Delta, time to wake up and stop poking the COVID bear with sticks of indifference. That's an interesting thought. So are you talking about this on your a local show, KRLA, where you do mornings in L.A. Jennifer, what's come up?
About Phil Valentine?
Phil, yeah.
No,
yeah.
We didn't. The thing is that, I mean, COVID obviously is a topic, but in our market, it's not necessarily
maybe
impactful, right.
Yeah, okay. So let's see here. One of the other trending items that we asked you to comment on is how long Biden's presidency will last. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I hope it is days and not months. He should be gone already. Let's see here. Nathan said, one full term unless he becomes infirmed. Susan Nelson says, I hope the rest of his term I can try to put up with him. But if he left, that would mean Harris would be president, and that scares me far worse. Yeah, it didn't do me any. I'm not excited about that either.
It'll be the same people pulling the strings. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a thought. So what do you hear from your friends? You're always talking, Victoria. You have a large group of friends. And, Jennifer, you're around with people on the other radio station and at your office in Los Angeles. So what are your friends? What do you hear in a social context about some of this stuff? Because if it makes it on the countdown, then it must be part of not only what's on the radio, but what's on the radio, hopefully, if we're doing our jobs right, is what people are talking about in their real lives.
A question about how long Biden will last, or about Afghanistan? What specifically? Because I think everybody is not pigeonholed, I think, in one category. I have a lot of friends who do not probably vote in the same way that I do. In fact, the majority of my friends don't vote the same way that I do. But I do think that the most of my friends who are dialed into news, or to at least what's going on, and there are some that aren't, but the some that are, I think, are really disturbed about what's going on in Afghanistan. I don't know how you can't be. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You lose 13 Marines. That's pretty notable. You lose 100 people in an attack, a terrorist attack. I think it's notable. I think there are a lot of people who are honestly considering the competence right now of Biden and the people around him because of that. I think there are a lot of people who are dug in the sand. My mom included, touting a lot of the talking points, saying, this is the greatest airlift in history. Well, okay, that's a talking point, but we now have to deal with the terror attack. So I think it really depends. Some people are digging in, and some people are just looking at this kind of honestly going, this probably didn't need to be. So it's a mixed bag, I think, in my group.
Yeah. All right, you got a quickie, Victoria? Does everybody agree with you that you talked to about this?
No, I mean, honestly, I haven't spoken to my friends about Afghanistan. We've got a lot of other stuff. COVID is definitely the number one topic of what's happening right now with everybody. If they have kids, it's about school, things like that.
Yeah. We'll talk about COVID in the next half hour. Stand by, 28 after now. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, it's clinically proven. We've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now, second half hour of our overview of the charts, even though we've only gotten to a couple of these items, because really the top two or three have taken all the oxygen out of the room. At number one, Afghanistan, we spent time on that. Number two is the COVID discussion, the variant, masks, mandates, all this sort of thing. Is there something new? Kentucky and Texas have joined this list of states that are seeing record numbers of hospitalized patients in a surge that seems to be overwhelming doctors and nurses and affecting more children. What do we make of that, Victoria? Look at intensive care units.
Yeah, I mean, children's hospitals throughout the South are full. I mean, that's how this Delta variant seems to be working. You know, we in the beginning, kids were not getting it, and older, more vulnerable adults were getting it. Now we're seeing more and more people in their 20s and 30s hospitalized who are not vaccinated. We're seeing lots of little kids really sick. I can't imagine when kids go back to school. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so kids don't go back to school until the day after Labor Day.
Right.
And, or like right before
Labor
Day.
Which is the way it ought
to
be,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. But, yeah, no one really knows what's going to happen in the month of September. because kids are spreading it and they're getting it and they're getting, you know, some kids are getting really sick. So I don't know. I think we're not going to really know what's happening or have a firm grasp on this until maybe mid-October.
So in New Mexico, apparently there was a warning posted this week that the state is about to ration health care. What does that mean?
Meaning like elective surgeries are no longer going to be happening.
They've done that before, yeah.
Yeah, they have.
In fact, that's one of the things in California that was really bad is that they canceled what they considered to be elective surgeries. And that's, I mean, those are things that can still be painful for people, right? I mean, things that aren't life-threatening, essentially, but that are still important to people's quality of life. They canceled a lot of those. They're going to be backlogged from what I've heard for over 2 years trying to get people back in after that year and a half of shutting that kind of stuff down. So it's been going on, and the ramifications are pretty intense. I mean, if you have something like, let's say, a knee replacement that is taking away your quality of life because you can't move, that was canceled, and now you've got to be put on a waiting list to try to get back in again. It's rough for people. How long do people sit and wait for that?
The governor of Hawaii urging residents there. We have a couple of stations in Hawaii. What do you folks think about this? Hawaii lives for tourism. And now the governor says, don't come. That's really what happened the last time around, because there's a lot of stuff. There are outbreaks of Delta there. The curtailing of travel to Hawaii would take place in September and October. He says it's a risky time to travel right now. Restaurant capacity restricted there. Limited access to car rentals.
Story in Hawaii is huge. It's costing people more to rent a car for a week in Hawaii than it is to get accommodations. They've got a very low supply. A lot of people have come to Hawaii. It's causing prices to be crazy. If you can find a rental car at all.
It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's not even just the rental cars and the virus itself. They also have a serious lack of workforce. So people are checking into hotels, and the hotels are blocking off chunks of rooms because they don't have anyone to clean the rooms. They just don't have the hotel staff. They don't have enough staff to accommodate what the capacity of the hotel would be. So it's. Yeah, I mean, if you can put off going to Hawaii, it's probably not going to be a great vacation.
Mm. All right, number three on our list this week is the investigation into what happened January 6th. Capitol police officers who were attacked and beaten during the riots filed a lawsuit this week against Trump. Why?
They're blaming not just him, but it's the Proud Boys.
They're saying that this was like a planned effort and a coordinated effort. But I think their lawsuit's poorly timed because the FBI came out with the least publicized report ever, because I don't think there's a lot going on, number one, but I don't think the media wants to get it out there. And that is that there was scant evidence that there was any, and that was their word, not mine, scant evidence that there was any sort of planning that went into this plot to overturn the government, right? The so-called insurrection. The FBI says there really wasn't any planning. So I think it was a lot of people who were souped up, and they had that first wave of people go through. I thought it was interesting, too, this week that the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt came out and identified himself and did that interview with Lester
Michael
Holt.
Bird, is that his name, Lieutenant?
I think it was Leroy, wasn't it?
Let's see here. No, Bird and a few other officers the Capitol Police set up a wall of furniture outside the door, and apparently Lester Holt found him and interviewed him, and they gave NBC News permission to use his name. But it looks like Lieutenant Michael Byrd is the fellow who is in question here. What do you do with him?
He should be able to tell his story on his own time, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that consistency matters, and there's always a push to identify the police that are involved in officer-involved shootings across the country. Everybody always wants to see that person. And, you know, we can argue about whether that's right or wrong, but certainly I think what was done to protect this man's identity is not given to other police officers who are involved in those shootings. I think we need to get it consistent. We need to get it right. Either we're going to protect law enforcement or we're not. And, I think the consistency matters here. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So the lady who got shot was named Babbitt, right?
Ashley Babbitt,
yeah. And she's a Trump supporter, so she's a martyr, is she? Or what is she? What's the outcome of it?
I think there are groups of people who feel sorry for her. I think there are groups of people who think she's the Antichrist. I tend to think that she is a person who shouldn't have been going through the window at the Capitol. I think that the people who are trying to defend the Capitol on the inside didn't know that these people had no firearms. Should they have called out? I mean, one of the things that this officer is being criticized for is that he didn't tell her to get through, to back up through the window. He didn't give her any warning before he opened up and killed her. That's one of the reasons that people who are supportive of Ashley Babbitt and think that she should still be alive today are saying that he didn't even tell her to get out of the window. But I think there's also some
that
personal responsibility.
To a lot of people in America.
Yeah, I think
shot
there's
by
personal...
cops with no warning. Breonna Taylor was in her bed sleeping.
Their personal responsibility is if you're, you know, climbing through something that people on the other side don't know what you're there for. Clearly, if you're not walking through a door and you're going through a window, it might mean that you're up to no good. So
does the same law apply? Like, you know, you're a gun owner. If someone comes onto your property at night and you shoot them and kill them, you won't face any charges, right?
No,
because
way.
Someone was
not in California. This is state by state. In fact, as a gun owner, if you don't, you have to first yell to get them off your property. You have to tell them to leave, even if they're in your house and they don't belong in your house.
But so they can see where you are and shoot you
and
before you shoot them?
If you shoot them in the back, you will absolutely be put in jail for it. Absolutely. In fact, when I did my gun safety class, they tell you to call 911, leave the line on once you've called 911 so that your response can be reported. Right, and you have to say, get out of my house, I'm armed, get out of my house.
So my question, though, would be more towards a state like Texas where, you know, there are very few ways that you can get in trouble for shooting someone who has trespassed. So it's the same thing with the Capitol, right? It should be
the
same
thing.
So
what's the happy medium? That's the question. What's,
I don't know.
What's protected?
No,
that's what's kind of curious.
Again,
about.
Consistency is key, right? I don't know. There are a lot of people who defend law enforcement who are not defending this person at the Capitol. There are a lot of people who defend criminals who do this kind of stuff on federal buildings if their message is right. I mean, I think we have to be really, like, as consistent as possible. These people knew they shouldn't have broken into the Capitol. They have to be held accountable for what they did. We need to either decide whether we're going to protect law enforcement who are involved with officer-involved shootings or not. Everyone else who doesn't take it, who takes a different stance, they're really being hypocritical because it then seems like we're playing team sports. If you support one way or another based on what people stand for, whether they're Black Lives Matter or they're a Capitol protester, you know, I think we've got that's what's causing the divide in our country.
All right. Next up, the California recall, which is number 4. And these are the most important stories. The rest of this stuff sort of repeats from week to week here. Not that it's not important to talk about them, but I wanted to get to the top 4. So we'll talk with Jennifer about the California recall right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top stories. I like to do them in order backwards from 10 to number 1, just so there is an official link, if you will, to all the conversation, which sometimes takes a variable turn. At number 10 this week, the passing of Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine, the talk radio host. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the gubernatorial transition in New York. Number 7, the weather and the wildfires out west, immigration problems, number 6, the economy, number 5, and number 4 is the California recall, Number three, the investigation of what happened in Washington, January the 6th. Number two, no surprise here, COVID, the variant, masks, mandates, all that relatable conversation. And number one, what in the heck is going on in the chaos with the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Everybody is talking about that on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here reviewing the folks that are connected to the top 10 stories, in case you didn't know their names, et cetera, et cetera. Ron Jeremy, the porn star, is at number 10. He was indicted, on 30 counts, I think, of rape and, number 9, tie between Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine for obvious reasons, both of them passing this week. Kathy Hochul, formerly Lieutenant Governor of New York, now new governor there. Kamala Harris, number 7, the vice president. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder, both running to be governor. Newsom to stay, Larry to become governor. Number 5, Sidney Powell. Number 4, Pelosi. Number 3, Antony Blinken. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. Joe's not looking as good as I'm sure his handlers would like him to look. And that's one of the things people get into when they're talking about him this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review roundup of our thoughts. And the California recall certainly is on our mind. We've talked about it a lot here, not only because Jennifer's in California, but because it is a sweeping indictment of Gavin Newsom and the way the state is run. Makes for great conversation, all kinds of different angles. So what's the angle this week?
Well, and I would say California's kind of like a petri dish. It's the test ground for some of these, like, far-left policies. And so so what happens here kind of happens around the country if people think they work or have the desired impact. The recall, the polling is neck and neck. It's all within the margin of error, and it has been for the last couple of weeks. It's really anybody's game. The ground game is going to be huge, and that means going out and collecting ballots because ballot harvesting is legal in our state. But some of the big stuff, Larry Elder has been hit on all sides from Gavin Newsom, from a lot of people in the race. Kevin Faulkner is one of them who's believed to be behind some of this stuff. And all kinds of stories about Larry Elder have come out. People taking him to task for saying the N-word when he was doing stand-up comedy 20 years ago. A former girlfriend has come out. She kind of got, her story's kind of gutted a bit. No, she's blonde. Alexandra Daddig is her name.
An article that he wrote a while ago about, like, women don't understand politics and economics as well as men. And I read the article last night because I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to know exactly what he said.
Yeah, he was quoting the Annenberg study that was done to say that women in 15 key areas back in 2000 didn't have the same, I guess, understanding or grasp as men. And he was quoting, he was using words that were put in that liberal study against him. A lot of people are saying that that's what Larry Elder feels. I can tell you I've hung out with him, and he is not he's not the misogynist that people are painting him to be. But in any case, he's had that. He's had the L.A. Times come after him. Like, the L.A. Times is obsessed with him. There's this one woman, Erica Smith, who says that he is the black face of white supremacy.
Yeah, right.
And so he's been pushing back against all that this week. You know, it just seems that he really, by him getting in, he has really shaken things up, and I think now people are worried. So here comes all the bad
stuff. Well, I think if he doesn't win, if Newsom survives the recall, I would hope that this is also a huge wake-up call for Newsom and his policies. Like, the outdoor dining ban, I mean, all that kind of stuff that was so stupid
arrogant.
And not so necessary.
Arrogant.
I think it'll just empower him, to be honest. If he survives this recall, I think it's going to be really hard for California over the next year or so until the next election.
Other items just on the list. Number five is the economy. Number six, immigration problems. The wildfires in California 7 and elsewhere on the West Coast. The circumstances with the governor of New York 8, China relations 9, and the death of Charlie Watts, number 10. There it is. Top 10 stories from talkers this week at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour is now Tech Talk time, a review of the hot hits in the world of, conversation anyway, the world of technology. There are five items that Victoria Keelan picks from all of the things that she reports on during the week. And so we start with number five, move to number one. T-Mobile gives us number five, Victoria.
Yep, T-Mobile has announced a new promotional perk for their customers. New and existing customers can get a whole free year of Apple TV Plus. And so the reason they're doing this, by the way, the code is 2021 Apple TV P1. That's the promotional offer if you go to their website. If you're under the Sprint umbrella of T-Mobile, you also are eligible for the free year of Apple TV+. A lot of cynics are saying that this is their way of trying to make people forget about the two very large data breaches that they've had, and they're hoping Ted Lasso can calm everyone's nerves. If any show can do it, it is Ted Lasso. So, yeah, if you're a T-Mobile customer, just forget about the breach and get your free year of Apple TV+, and so you can watch Ted Lasso.
Number four is the focus on Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, it's interesting. Samsung's in the news this week twice. This is the not good news, and they have good news coming up. But a cell phone caught fire in the cabin of an Alaska Airlines flight that landed in Seattle from New Orleans. The phone was a Galaxy A21, and the only reason that they, the only way they knew that is because the phone was burned beyond recognition, and so the passenger who owned the phone volunteered the information that it was in fact a Samsung Galaxy A21, and so a Samsung spokesperson said that they take their, you know, safety as a top priority, and they're investigating and blah blah. But an Alaska Airlines spokesperson said that the plane's crew had to use fire extinguishers and a battery containment bag to stop the phone from smoking. Another passenger tweeted that the cabin was so filled with smoke it looked like a smoke machine had been set off, and so the whole plane had to be evacuated using the slides. So the
emergency was in the air, though, right? Not on the ground.
Well, it started smoking, and then it landed successfully in Seattle with smoke filling the cabin. They got everybody out as fast as they could through the evacuation slides. But, yeah, it's just, we remember back with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, those batteries that were exploding, and they were actually banned from airplanes for a while.
I remember the first 787, the Boeing 787, the first plane that was ever put into commercial service was a Japan Airlines plane. They used it to go from Boston to Tokyo every day, and the batteries in that caught on fire, filled up the cabin with smoke as it was landing in Boston. Okay, number three, we focus on Samsung again.
This is good news.
Yeah, okay, what is
Samsung's good news is that their devices will support Samsung Pay, the devices that do have Samsung Pay on them. You can now actually store a digital version of your vaccination card. And so this is through a partnership with the healthcare nonprofit called the Commons Project. And so users have to first download the free Common Health app, and then from there you're prompted to upload your COVID-19 vaccine record. Now, as we know, this is depending on where you are in the country. Every state, every county seems to be different. But if you are in an area that's going to require you to have a vaccine proof for a restaurant, a concert, your office, whatever it is, this is a really convenient and very safe way to store your vaccination card. It's actually a lot safer than carrying around the actual paper card with you. It's kind of like your Social Security card. You do not want to be carrying that around. You don't want to carry around your vaccine card. Digitally upload it. It's a lot more secure.
Really? I've been carrying my Social Security card with me in my wallet forever.
That's horrible. No.
Oh.
If you lose your wallet, someone has your entire lifeline right there on one card. That's all they need is your Social Security number.
Okay. Well, no, the Social Security card doesn't have the number on it anymore, I don't think, does it? No, I don't think
it
does.
That's why it's in a lockbox.
All right.
It doesn't go anywhere with me.
Number two, Microsoft has a breach.
Another day, another breach. So Microsoft says an attacker won access to one of their customer service agents and then used information from that to launch hacking attempts against customers. This is not actually as widespread as what we initially thought. Homeland Security got involved, and they said that they're working with Microsoft to allow their, you know, to alert their partners. Pretty much by now, Microsoft has warned customers, if you are communicating with billing contacts, just to, you know, be conscious of your password, change your password, change old usernames if you can.
All right. Number one is something nice from Airbnb, in fact.
Yep, Airbnb and Airbnb.org, which is their nonprofit arm, have announced that they will temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees without any cost to them.
Wow.
So, or the host. So this is good news.
That is big. All right, that's it. The top five items from technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you think Subaru, you think love. the 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says Hurricane Ida came ashore as one of the strongest storms in modern times.
Hurricane Ida made landfall officially at Port Fouchon as a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour.
Ida was powerful enough to knock out power to the entire city of New Orleans. Meanwhile, energy company Entergy confirmed the only power in the city was coming from generators. Ida was a Category 4 when it came on shore. It's now weakened to Category 3 as it's moving inland. Its last check was 30 miles east-southeast of Baton Rouge with winds of about 125 miles an hour. Central Gulf Coast is looking at some up to 12 inches of rain overnight and scattered tornadoes through Monday. Economist Mark Zandi at Moody's Analytics says Ida is sure to take a toll on the energy, chemical, and shipping industries, but the impact should be modest so long as damage estimates don't rise sharply and refinery shutdowns are not prolonged. U.S. forces carried out a second drone strike against suspected Islamic State attackers today, this time in Kabul, but there were reports of civilian casualties.
U.S. officials say the drone struck a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from the Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan as they were headed to Kabul's airport for an attack. A military spokesman says significant secondary explosions from the vehicle indicated the presence of a substantial amount of explosive material. Witnesses said it targeted two cars parked in a residential building near the airport and killed and wounded several civilians. An Afghan official says three children were among the dead. The strike came just 2 days before the U.S. is set to conclude a massive airlift and withdraw the last of its troops from Afghanistan. I'm Ben Thomas.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Dozens of Yemeni troops have been killed in a missile and drone attack on a key military base in Yemen.
Three explosions took place at Al Anad Air Base after a ballistic missile landed in the base's training area, where dozens of troops were doing morning exercises. Graphic footage from the scene showed several charred bodies on the ground with ambulance sirens blaring in the background. It was one of the deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years. Yemen has been embroiled in a civil war since 2014, when Houthi rebels seized the capital, Sana'a, forcing the internationally recognized government into exile. The Saudi-led coalition entered the war the following year on the side of the government. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. military aircraft taking food, tarps, and other material into southern Haiti, hardest hit by that August 14th earthquake. This amid a shift in the international relief effort to focus on helping people hit by the earthquake make it through the hurricane season. More news at townhall.com. Maryland's highest court will reconsider the punishment of the D.C. sniper shooter Lee Boyd Malvo.
Malvo is serving life without parole for sniper attacks that terrorized the Washington, D.C. region in 2002. At issue is whether Maryland's new law abolishing life without parole for crimes by youths should be extended to people already serving such sentences. That law says such inmates can seek release after 20 years in prison. Malvo was 17 when John Allen Muhammad led him on a killing spree that left 10 people dead and 3 wounded. Muhammad was executed in 2009. The Court of Appeals scheduled oral arguments for January. Keith Peters reporting.
Pfizer spending more than $2 billion in cash to buy another drug maker focused on potential cancer treatments, Trillium Therapeutics. Potential treatments include biologics that aim to prime a patient's immune system to detect and destroy cancer cells. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Good day, and welcome to our Talk Radio Countdown, the official overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, thanks to the story list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Talkers.com is the website. You can see the list, the charts there. You can also see them listed at djvshow.com. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, is here to go through the stories, as he traditionally does on the program, and the people list as well. And we'll take some extrapolated stories and conversations about some of these things. And as we do, we magnify sometimes the focus on these things, because we're about talk radio. So we'll talk about the issues, we'll talk about the hosts, that sort of thing. So I guess we'll start with our normal listing of these things, Michael, huh?
Yes, we are the extrapolators. So the extrapolation shall begin.
It sounds like a movie, doesn't it? The Expendables replaced by the extrapolators.
Extrapolators, yeah, that's a great word, extrapolate.
It is.
But it's been a crazy week. It sounds cliche, a crazy week, but this has been a crazy week among
Remember
crazy weeks.
Remember the old song that came out, bomb, 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 Iraq, bomb, bomb. Remember that song in 2003?
Yes.
Well, now we're going to change
vaguely.
That.
Occasionally we play it at our dances, but
yes, really. So now it's bomb, 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 Afghanistan. No, it doesn't quite work that way.
No, I don't think so.
And
we had many opportunities to bomb Afghanistan. Let's go back in there and teach these people a lesson.
Again. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I love the way we're going to get you for that as we leave.
Yeah, right.
I mean, talk about vicious
how
cycle.
How do these people get into these positions of power? The naivete, is it just too much to do? I give Biden a pass or all of them a pass because I've said many times over the years that I have two presidents, a president that's a domestic handler of issues and the international president, or one who's a PR person and somebody else who's an administrator. Yeah, but one person.
No, I don't know if that would work. I think you're on the right track. I think what we need is a president who is a synthesizer of various levels of expertise, surrounds him or herself with really good people, have right. the best generals possible, have the best cabinet members as possible, have experts, and then knows how to take advice and put it all together in a way that reflects the interests of the average citizen. I think that's what it, I think that's what's
necessary. Well, that sounds just like Gavin Newsom. Not. Right?
Gavin Newsom. Yeah, right. And talk about a system that is just somebody pulled that out of their you-know-what.
Yep.
The system in California for picking a new governor is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's insane. But let's get on with the stories. At number 10, we have names. We have Charlie Watts. He died. And our dear friend Phil Valentine of talk radio fame, he died as well. And we have celebrities in the news, different people of fame having defaming activity. At number 9, we have U.S.-China-Russia relations tied with the Havana syndrome and Harris's trip postponed temporarily and getting into Vietnam because of the Havana syndrome at the U.S. Embassy. What a story that is. The New York gubernatorial transition took place. That's number 8. Number 7, we have the wildfires, climate change, floods, and pretty bad air as a result of that. I mean, on the East Coast, we have particles in the air from the West Coast.
Yeah, so it's, lovely, huh? It's,
yeah. So it just shows you how small the Earth is and how delicate our atmosphere is. At number 6, immigration reform and race relations tied at number 6. At number 5, we have a bunch of ties, all economic, the economy, the infrastructure bill, supply chain issues, which is something I know you know about, and inflation fears. At number 4, we have the aforementioned California recall, crime and homelessness. Crime and homelessness are big topics in the California recall, but they also affect cities across America. And number 3, the January 6th investigation grinds on, and that's tied with Trump election fraud claims. We can talk about that. And number 2, COVID-19. And if it wasn't for Afghanistan, COVID-19 would be number 1. The Delta variant, masks and mandates and madness. And at number 1, the Afghanistan withdrawal chaos. That's the way we framed the title of that story. It's a big one. On the People Survey, we have porn star Ron Jeremy and singing star R. Kelly. Both are either indicted or in court. And number 9,
not for the same
guys.
Thing.
Yeah, Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine at number 9. Kathy Hochul at number 8. She's the new governor of New York, first woman governor. And she was inaugurated in the suffragette white outfit that a lot of today's female politicians wear at official events to show their solidarity and support of the suffragettes who fought for women's rights to vote, or women's right to vote back in the early
1900s. I expected to see some signs pretty much put up, Women's Lives Matter. That's the next sign to go up. Yeah?
Kamala Harris at number 7. Number 6, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder tied at number 6. Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood, a couple of characters, at number 5. Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson at number 4.
Another couple of characters.
Anthony Blinken at number 3. And Donald
Almost
Trump at 2.
Like, if you said it fast, it sounded like Abe Lincoln.
Blinken. It sounds like a dirty word. Blinken.
No, blinken, winken, and nod, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say that too, but I didn't want to date myself.
Oh, you leave it to me. Thanks.
I was playing a little game in my head, saying, I wonder
will
if Doug
he
is going to go for
or
the...
Or won't he? Yes. Okay.
I'm serious.
You trapped me.
And as I said, Trump is at 2 and Biden's at 1, and there are your 2 presidents.
Right. Just what they need to be. So if Larry Elder gets to be governor of California, could he run for president? Could he be our next president, Larry Elder?
Anybody could. Why don't you run?
What? I've actually thought about running for office on a number of occasions. Somebody, when I was doing mornings in Palm Beach, somebody tried, there was a congressman who died, and somebody tried to get me to run for Congress. At the time, I wasn't even a legal resident of Palm Beach. Well, actually, I think I was for a couple of years, yeah. I could have run. Didn't think it was my calling. I'd rather do this than anything else. Could you do this if I were a congressperson? Could I do the radio program and be a congressperson at the same time?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure how it works. I mean, Larry Elder had to stop doing his talk show.
I'm not talking about when I was running, but actually when I'm in office. Could Larry go back to doing his, if he's governor, Larry could go back to doing his talk program, I think.
I mean, there are governors and mayors who do have regular slots on local talk stations to do report from the governor. I'm forgetting the name of the city. It's a city in Georgia, and I will tell you in a second as I look. Oh, Valdosta, Georgia. Right. Valdosta, Georgia is a small city of 60,000 people in Georgia near the Florida border. And a fellow by the name of Scott James Matheson has been an 18-year veteran of the local talk station, and he was inaugurated mayor a year and a half ago, and he's the mayor, and he's a talk show host in that community.
And would you believe this program is on that station?
That's great. And, WDDQ, Talk 92.1. Hello to our friends in Valdosta.
Valdosta's right on the Florida border. I remember visiting there once, visiting the station, and it was very, it felt more, it didn't feel like Georgia, it didn't feel like Florida. It's a great agricultural area. It felt more like something in the lower Midwest, you know, in terms of how the rolling hills and great farms and stuff down there. So, yes, as was suggested by Michael, hello, Valdosta. We'll get to Charlie Watts in a matter of moments here as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess
and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, 18 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, Charlie Watts. One of the great names. I know that when we think about him, we think about the Stones, think about the concerts, think about the albums, think about him being, I don't, sorry about my voice, my allergies are once again getting the best of me. Anyway, so what do you remember about Charlie Watts as he played into, wasn't he the most stable member of the Stones?
I don't know what stable means. I mean, you have to say that Mick Jagger and Keith Richards have a degree of stability in as much as they're still performing in their late 70s.
Yeah, but the way they lived their lives earlier on, I think that's what I'm...
Well, I mean, maybe Charlie was a little bit wild back in the swinging 60s and 70s, too. But Charlie was a well-dressed man. He his main love was jazz drumming. He sort of did the Stones thing as a hobby.
Didn't he have a group, a trio or something that he traveled?
He played in different groups and different things. But, you know, hey, he's a Rolling Season, you know, one of the almost original members of the Rolling Stones.
Right.
All the way back to the beginning. You know, you can't climb out from under that.
And he was...
From a musical standpoint, as we look back at the rock era with more objectivity, we realize that people like Charlie Watts and Ringo Starr, although overlooked in terms of the limelight, were incredibly great drummers.
Yeah, right. Well, would you say Mick Fleetwood is as well?
Oh, no doubt, yeah, Mick Fleetwood. To be the drummer of a major iconic rock band, you got to have your act together.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Got to know how to keep it together, too. All right, we talk about Phil Valentine up next here, 21 after the hour.
At Boost Mobile, we're giving you a free phone when you switch, and all the power that comes with it. The power to access everything humanity has to offer. The power to connect with anyone in the world. The power to order tacos. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to America's largest 5G network. Information, communication, tacos. Now that's power. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, for those of you who are interested in time and temperature, there it is. I don't know what the temperature is. It probably isn't important, because when you're listening to this, the temperature could be almost anything. One of the things, number 7 this week, we've had a continuing focus on the climate and the wildfires. Have you two, you do a lot of, interviewing of people. Have you talked to anybody who has been on the radio in the area where there are wildfires. I was thinking out in Santa Cruz and some of those areas.
But yeah, they obviously see it as a great opportunity to serve the community. And you mentioned Santa Cruz, our good friends over at KSCO Radio.
Yeah.
And Michael's World.
Carry this program, too.
They carry this program, and it's one of my favorite stations. I do a lot of shows there for the fun of it. When I have new ideas, I do shows there, and I'm often a guest. And I just had a long friendship with the radio station. It's a wonderful station. And they are very active in responding to disasters, which they have plenty of in Central Coast California, and do a good job of it.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of talk radio, talk hosts, I have some audio here of an interview you did with Phil Valentine, which actually shows up on talkers.com, and it's the MH interview this week. And I thought we'd listen to a little of it, talk about Phil and what has happened as a result of the focus on him, because it was, as you've suggested here in the list, national news. It was a national attention because Phil was so unabashedly anti-vaccine, and then he said he wished he had had the shots, obviously, and he passed away this week, been on a ventilator for what about 2-3 weeks, I think, before he passed away. But he was a rugged. Wouldn't you say he was a rugged, strong guy physically?
Well, he seemed to be. He seemed to be a healthy 61. One of the interesting things about that interview, I don't know what part you're playing, but toward the end of the interview, he and I talk about, you know, one of my catchphrases that's one of my themes, and that is seeking victory at the expense of truth. Mm-hmm. He talked about how important it is, no matter how vehement you are about an issue, that if you suddenly realize you're wrong, say you're wrong and change your position. Don't beat it to death out of fear of being wrong. And that's how he wound up ending his life.
It is,
he lived
right.
it. He, you know, so. But,
all right. Here's some of Michael from the MH interview that he did with Phil Valentine.
Relatability. And to me, that's always been the key. And no matter what radio you're doing, whether it's music radio or talk radio or whatever, is to be able to relate to your audience, connect with them. They feel like, you know, they call me Uncle Phil on the radio. It's hilarious. I don't even know where this started. But, you know, we just go with it. Oh, Uncle Phil did so. But people feel like I'm their, you know, their uncle that they can sit around and talk to. So you connect with folks. So I wanted to lay that out for other talk show hosts to realize that whether you love him or hate him, you can learn from President Trump.
Love him. Yeah, that's an interesting. That is very. That's it. When did you do that interview? Was that last?
Did it in May of 2017. Trump was president for about 5 months, 4 months, whatever.
Did he always work in that market? I only knew him
because
he'd been in Nashville for a long time. That's how I.
Ironically, he was born in Nashville, North Carolina, the son of a six-term Democratic congressman, and he worked in different parts of the country, including Philadelphia. But most of his career, most of it was in Nashville.
Right, and is that because he fit there better? Do you think his style was better?
No, it just happenstance. He happened to, you know, he got traction there and wound up developing and investing in a relationship.
Isn't that interesting
with the people.
When you think about it, sometimes people get traction even if they're not local from the community. They fit in. Although, wouldn't you say usually the people who get traction are the locals when it comes to talk radio?
That's an interesting question that, you know, there's different answers. And let's talk about it after the break. It's an interesting insight.
All right. Well, thank heavens we have a few of those from time to time. Interesting insights on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spin at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
To our countdown, the invoice. Where'd that come from? The list from Talkers Magazine. I'm not talking about what I was just doing. I think I got distracted here. Yeah. Okay, the list, the charts for the week of August 23rd to the 27th. You know what's really amazing? That we are in. It seemed like it was minutes ago we were in April, and now we're in August. and it'll be September. People going back to school, work cranked up full steam ahead for a few months until they use Christmas and the holidays as an excuse for not getting anything done. But it really is pretty amazing as to where we are and how time does fly. That's a great conversation in and of itself.
It's a great conversation. But 2020 and 21 are sort of like 1 year.
Yeah.
The new era of, the 20s.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Big blip. Okay, we were talking about Phil Valentine and then some insight into the essence of what, who makes it and why they make it in whatever market they may be in. I'm still thinking back. The longest I was on a local station was 13 years in my own hometown. And maybe it was because I knew everything that was going on in town. People listened to me to find out what was going on in town or what was my latest escapade. How did I get into trouble? Because the local editor of the local newspaper didn't like me and I didn't like him. And it was back and forth and back and forth all the time about the issues, his point of view on them, my point of view on them. And I suppose that's what makes for, he was great promo for me because it was always in the, at least once a week, he'd have some article in there about what I said and how stupid I was for having, or how wrong I was. So people read the newspaper, what's Stefan talking about? Okay, I guess I'll go listen to him on the radio. And isn't that, in a sense, the highest form of flattery is to have people talking about you? I suppose it is, anyway.
Well,
it?
In radio, getting somebody to listen is not the same as getting somebody to vote for you. To get elected, you have to be liked by everybody or be the least of all the evils.
Or have a name that's
radio,
recognizable.
You can develop a very, very, very strong career being hated. And there are people that love to hate somebody.
Joe Pine. Wasn't that a good... You may have been one of the first ones
Joe
to be
Pine,
like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
When I was on the radio for 11 years in Los Angeles, I had a feud going with a local Joe Pine light, a guy that was similar to Joe Pine. His name was Wally George.
Oh, my God! Wally George, he's fabulous.
Wally George used to do a show on a local TV station in Orange County.
Crazy.
Where it was crazy right-wing,
far-right-wing
with people. It looked like a MAGA rally on steroids.
And he was Rebecca De Mornay's father.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, this was when it was really unusual to see such a thing, and I was the program director of the big hippie rock radio station, and playing sinful Satan music, and he would come on my show, and I would go on his show, and we would fight it out, and scream at each other, and then have dinner together, and we were the best of friends.
Right.
It was a hell of a
I can remember seeing the guy, tall, thin guy. Wally George, good God. What memories.
I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he's alive anymore.
I think he went to CRN for a while. That's where all talk show hosts go to die.
Oh, my gosh.
I say that lovingly, and my friends know that. But, he was there for a while, I'm pretty sure. But he was really very entertaining. And I don't even, do you think he knew he was entertaining, really and truly? Do guys like that, they're just themselves, kind of. Did he know who he was and what he was doing, really?
Well, he and I walked the line between being enemies and colluding in that enemy ship for our mutual benefit.
Right.
We never fully ever admitted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just unspoken. But we generated so much interest that we had a full page on us in the L.A. Times.
Really?
I staged. You got to remember, it was a different time. Radio was entertainment in those days.
So you could
create reality show kind of drama. I staged on the air an actual physical fight between us where we were throwing each other through the plate glass windows.
Did you really?
I had crashing glass.
And
the
story.
Paper picked up on it that it was real. And I was saying to everybody, no, it was a show.
Silly. Yeah, but that's how you get the Cincinnati Inquirer, never quite. They were aligned with WLW. There were two talk stations in Cincinnati when I was there. I was on one, LW was the other one, And so we used to have, I had relations with a lot of the people in town because I wanted to get people to come. And I had Jerry Springer on with me every Friday afternoon. He was, he had been the mayor of Cincinnati, and then he became the news anchor. He and Nick Clooney were battling it out for ratings at 6 and 11 on the local stations in Cincinnati.
Nick Clooney, is that George Clooney's father?
Yeah, wow. He was the nighttime anchor for 34 years or something on that station in Cincinnati. That was when the anchor stayed forever, and everybody knew who they were, and he got paid a lot of money for being in Cincinnati. He didn't ever want to go
Rosemary
anywhere.
He was Clooney's brother.
Yeah, that's what Nick, I mean, George Clooney grew up in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so I had, one day, Jerry Springer, the producer, had talked to him about something. I don't know. He wanted to come plug his nightly news. So we started with one Friday afternoon, and it became a thing. Every Friday afternoon, he'd come over to the station, and he'd spend an hour talking about what was going on in Cincinnati. And there was a beer hall that was opening up in Cincinnati at the time. This was the late 80s. And they asked us to be the show for the opening night. And we were to do a karaoke tune. And he chose Ebony and Ivory. I didn't. I don't know. Maybe the guy at the... you could take it from there. Could we get away with that today? No.
No, you can't get away today with any of the stuff that we used to do or that people did, not just we. There is... the only ones who get away with that type of behavior nowadays is not radio personalities, but politicians.
Yeah.
We now have shock politicians and radio personalities who are very staid.
Green.
And have
Marilyn,
to stay within.
What's her name? Marilyn Green... What's your
name? Well, you screwed with my head when you couldn't remember her name. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You can make a person forget something by forgetting it and then saying, I can't remember it. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an example of a shock congresswoman.
Yeah. Right.
This all started with Donald Trump. Donald Trump became president utilizing the tactics that radio personalities used back in the 80s and 90s.
Right, exactly. Well, he started when he was on The Apprentice. He pulled all that stuff. He was a TV guy. That's all he was. He wanted to be a television host.
He was a performer at the WWE.
Right.
He's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He shaved Vince McMahon's head at the end of...
Oh, my God. Yeah,
they're rolling
the
around
president,
the floor.
The president, that's my Trump. All right, let's talk about Larry Elder for a minute. Number six on the people list is Larry, and his running for governor. He actually, you and I were talking about this, I think, off the air. Maybe we've talked about it on the air, too, how fakakta, I think, is the word you use. I think we can say that on the radio. The election system is in California, where you can get rid of a guy like Newsom. And remember the guy before? What was the guy's name
Gray Arnold, Davis.
Davis, that's right, too.
I knew Gray Davis personally.
And?
I knew him back when Jerry Brown was governor, and I was on the air at KMET, and I'd have Gray Davis, who was Jerry Brown's young assistant.
Yeah.
And he would come on the air all the time with me, and we'd hang out, and he was like a cool guy. And then I met him briefly when he was governor, hadn't seen him in years, and he was like, oh, yes, I remember you, Mike.
Yeah,
he became this
stiff. Funny. Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember when Jerry Brown was doing a talk radio program, he used to come to our events.
Oh,
he came three,
he used to
four,
call
five
me at 2 in the morning asking for advice about why
yeah,
we can't
too.
Reinstall
you,
the fairness doctrine.
Oh, yeah, me too. You did that with you,
doctrine.
Too? Oh, yeah.
And, he'd keep me on the phone until I said what he wanted me to say.
Yeah,
he'd ask advice, and if you gave him advice and he didn't agree with it, he'd argue with you.
Yeah.
He'd argue with you and beat you. Finally, I go, you're right, okay, go to sleep. Yeah. It's 3 a.m., you nut.
Jerry. Ralph Nader was like that. You interviewed Ralph Nader.
Ralph
recently,
Nader and I do it every 3 years for the last 250 years. We do an interview, and we wrestle with each other to the ground.
Yeah. All right. Larry Elder is running for governor. Well-known talk radio host. He's becoming. He had a nationally syndicated program, but don't you think his profile is broadened tremendously since he got into this thing with Newsom?
It's broadened tremendously since he's the number one poll-getting candidate to replace Newsom. Yeah.
So could he keep... I asked the ladies earlier on the DJV show, could he keep, could he stay on the air? As he's governor. Could he still do a daily show as governor after he
probably.
Got elected? Yeah.
Probably.
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be interesting. He's very, I like Larry a lot. I always liked Larry. He's got some interesting viewpoints, and he's happy to be different than everybody else, which is kind of cool. I don't even know. You interviewed him, right, for the MH interview, did you?
Three times.
Okay. But not in the, not while he's running for
government. Not while he's running, but I've been excerpting conversations with him for my other broadcasts. Uh-huh. Because it lays out where he stands on everything, unencumbered by any political...
But was it expected, could you see in the tea leaves that he would run for governor?
No.
In this circumstance?
Never thought it would happen. And when he did, I thought it was a mistake. I thought, ugh, he's going to be taken off the air now and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. But he's doing far better than anybody expected.
Yeah, he's smart. He's a smart cookie. All right, we'll talk a little more about him. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 45 after, on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using... at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here reviewing the folks that are connected to the top 10 stories, in case you didn't know their names, et cetera, et cetera. Ron Jeremy, the porn star, is at number 10. He was indicted, on 30 counts, I think, of rape and, number 9, tie between Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine for obvious reasons, both of them passing this week. Kathy Hochul, formerly Lieutenant Governor of New York, now new governor there. Kamala Harris, number 7, the Vice President. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder, both running to be governor. Newsom to stay, Larry to become governor. Number 5, Sidney Powell. Number 4, Pelosi. Number 3, Antony Blinken. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. Joe's not looking as good as I'm sure his handlers would like him to look. And that's one of the things people get into when they're talking about him this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top stories. I like to do them in order backwards from 10 to number 1, just so there is an official link, if you will, to all the conversation, which sometimes takes a variable turn. At number 10 this week, the passing of Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine, the talk radio host. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the gubernatorial transition in New York. Number 7, the weather and the wildfires out west. Immigration problems, number 6. The economy, number 5. And number 4 is the California recall. Number 3, the investigation of what happened in Washington, January the 6th. Number 2, no surprise here, COVID, the variant, masks, mandates, all that relatable conversation. And number 1, what in the heck is going on in the chaos with the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Everybody is talking about that on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, so Michael, the essence of the MH interview, yeah, it was Phil Valentine. So when can we expect Larry Elder to be on the MH interview? Are you going to put some stuff together? Is that
I think we've had enough of Larry Elder on it. Over with the race relations. I had one MH interview where I had him and Joe Madison together.
Right.
I've been extracting him for other shows that I do.
MHInterview.com. Yeah, MHInterview.com. I wonder if that would be interesting to see if Madison would run for office. That would be interesting.
He certainly is more likely.
Yeah. All right, Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, working with my physical disabilities. I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
Me too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on, and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every once in a while, I have an opportunity to do a top 10 list of something that has meaning to all of us, things that are part of our everyday lexicon, I guess. And so I thought I would take a moment or two to go through the top 10 movies of all time, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Now, when you say all time, how long? Movies, what, 100 years or so ago? AMC celebrating its 100th anniversary. They had the first movie theater. In the 20s, there were no talkies. So we go back to the roaring 20s, and that's when this stuff really all got started. But the list is more a function of most of the movies that go back from the 30s forward. So, honorable mention, because there are two Godfather movies, I'm giving that away a little bit. Pulp Fiction, kind of tied with The Godfather Part II as the 10th and, I guess, 11th most popular movies. And they're both kind of mob movies, I guess, aren't they? Certainly with Pulp Fiction, a couple of mob hitmen, but there's a boxer and a gangster and his wife in it, and bandits all. It's kind of all intertwined, very violent, not my cup of tea. Same with The Godfather, the career of Vito Corleone in the 1920s, and his son involved in that, Francis Ford Coppola and Al Pacino teaming up together. Well, it was all those stars that all worked together, all the Italians, Pacino, De Niro, Robert Duvall, great in that. Diane Keaton has a role in The Godfather Part II, which came out in 1974. On the list, top 10 movies of all time, number 9, according to Rotten Tomatoes, The Dark Knight, that came out in 2008. The Joker was in that one. Batman and Christopher Nolan directed it. Christian Bale was in it with Heath Ledger. Aaron Eckhart was also, and Michael Caine, in that version. At number 8, The Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. I never got into The Lord of the Rings, Frank. I can't speak with authority as to what it's about. People say, oh, that's kind of un-American. Well, I know Peter Jackson directed it, and I know Elijah Wood starred in it, along with Viggo Mortensen and Ian McKellen. So, and Orlando Bloom was in that, too, that version. All right, that was number 8. Number 7 on the list of the best movies of all time, Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. Who could not remember, who hasn't seen Luke Skywalker with Darth Vader on that one? Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, Billy Dee Williams in that one. Prime viewership, big deal. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, made 1966, number 6 on the list of the best movies of all time. Certainly Sergio Leone, the spaghetti western director, put Clint Eastwood out, along with Eli Wallach, who played a fabulous bad guy, and Lee Van Cleef, who was in more westerns than you could count. All of that, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Number 5, Schindler's List. Great movie, 1993. Great drama. The German story of Oskar Schindler, starring Liam Neeson, Ralph Fiennes. Ben Kingsley was great in it. Steven Spielberg put that one together, black and white movie. Number 4 on the list of the top 10, Angry Men. I don't remember this one so much. It was Sidney Lumet directing Henry Fonda and Lee J. Cobb. Martin Balsam was a big star then. This movie was, I remember seeing it. It was all about the jury, and it was now that I'm sort of going back into it, engaging my mind, it was a pretty compelling movie. As was Citizen Kane, according to Rotten Tomatoes, the third most popular or best movie of all time. Not necessarily do they go hand in hand. Citizen Kane with Orson Welles, Joseph Cotten, who was a big star at the time, Dorothy Agnes Moorehead was also in it as well. Quite an Orson Welles flick, really was. He directed and starred in it, number 3. Number 2 on the list, I mentioned The Godfather before. Godfather, the first one in 1972 with Marlon Brando and Al Pacino. James Caan was in that as well with Diane Keaton. The organized crime dynasty begins. So that was big. According to Rotten Tomatoes, the best movie ever made was The Shawshank Redemption. How many of you agree with that? The story of these two guys, Tim Robbins playing and Morgan Freeman. It's a very compelling movie about these two guys in prison, their relationship, and made in 1994. That, according to Rotten Tomatoes, was the biggest the most important movie of all time. So you can agree or disagree. Just another list. We got lots of them every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hurricane Ida made landfall late Sunday night, barreling across Port Fourchon, Louisiana, about 11:55 Central Time. Governor John Bel Edwards says Ida gathered a lot of strength over the Gulf of Mexico's warm waters.
Ida rapidly intensified at an unprecedented rate right up until landfall.
On a visit to FEMA's National Response Coordination Center over the weekend, President Biden said the federal government pre-positioned a lot of resources, including equipment and personnel.
And I want to make sure that we're ready to surge all the response capacity, capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
At last check, Ida was moving inland. Center located some 30 miles east-southeast of Baton Rouge. Winds near the eye were clocked at 125 miles an hour. Forecasters said sporadic tornadic activity is possible overnight, perhaps a foot of rain before sunup. U.S. officials now say there are five rocket strikes fired at Kabul Airport early Monday morning. They had to employ their CRAM missile defense system. This coming just hours after officials said that a drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State before they could attack Kabul's airport. Meanwhile, on Fox News Sunday, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says by no longer having U.S. troops in country, our ability to prevent terrorists from reconstituting is severely hampered.
We'll not have sources on the ground. The over-the-horizon attacks, such as was carried out, is, you know, quite limited in effectiveness.
McConnell calls the complete withdrawal of U.S. forces by the Tuesday deadline a mistake. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Actor Ed Asner has died at the age of 91.
You got spunk.
Well,
I hate spunk.
fine.
Had things worked out differently, Ed Asner would have been a newsman. He studied journalism at the University of Chicago until a professor told him there was no money in it. Asner's best-known role was as Lou Grant, both on The Mary Tyler Moore Show and on the drama Lou Grant. He was Santa in the film Elf and the voice of Carl in the animated movie Up. Asner said in a 1995 AP interview, even if people thought of him as Lou Grant, he had found his niche.
Portliness, baldness, they all pay off.
I'm Archie Saraletta.
Birthdays today, actor Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou on The Andy Griffith Show, is 95. Movie director William Friedkin, 86. Elliot Gould, 83. Former Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew is 66. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A major airline is planning to reduce flights later this year.
Southwest Airlines says it's cutting back on its number of flights this fall. The carrier is reacting to its pilots and flight attendants who say they're overworked and frustrated after operational issues caused flight cancellations and delays over the past few months.
That's Ken Lorman reporting. There's a bizarre accident in Orlando, Florida. Authorities there say a Tesla, using its partially automated driving system, slammed into a highway patrol cruiser on an interstate. The officer had pulled over to assist a stranded motorist turning on his outboard lights. Officials say the officer was not hurt, although the man in the Tesla and the driver of the disabled car had minor injuries. There have been similar incidents and accidents recently involving Teslas and parked emergency vehicles. More on these stories, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This touchscreen available on select models.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio for this past week. The folks on the DJV program that we do Monday through Friday taking an hour to assess these top 10 items, as many of them as we can get to. We probably have all the oxygen taken out of the room with the first two or three items here, especially one and two, Afghanistan, and two is COVID. So let's get at it. One of the things in terms of Afghanistan that may be good news, Victoria, we could start with the Airbnb housing all those Afghan refugees. Where are they doing this?
Around the world. Yeah, they're doing it wherever the Airbnb hosts are willing to offer up their homes. And this is very similar to the Frontline program that they did last year, where Airbnb, remember, a lot of doctors and nurses were leaving from states that hadn't been hit as hard with COVID, and they were flying into other states, and they needed a place to stay. And so Airbnb, they have a Airbnb.org is their, you know, charity arm. And so they allowed all these frontline workers to stay in different places without any charge to them or the host. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that again now with they've transitioned from frontline workers to Afghan refugees.
And I see Facebook and Clubhouse have taken steps to secure accounts by hiding friends' lists and that sort of thing. How is that?
Yeah.
Is this because the Taliban will go after them? Are they looking
sure.
at Facebook?
That's yeah. what they're worried about, yeah, is that anyone who was friendly to the United States, when they get relocated or even if they're still in Afghanistan, Facebook and Clubhouse have decided to hide their identities for their own protection so they don't face retaliation.
Okay, so
but
how does
unfortunate that the government didn't do that, because we learned this week that the administration, the Biden administration, had turned over a list.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Of Americans and yeah. the people who were helping Americans. They handed
the people
that over
being
to the
evacuated.
Taliban.
Right.
Right. And so the Taliban has that list of those people. And
it's a kill list.
It's a kill list is exactly what it is.
What in the world?
I mean, it's not designed to be, but...
No,
but that's what it will
what
be
they
when
think
you hand
was
it to
happen.
The Taliban. I mean, yeah. here you've done, you know, you've handed all of these people where they were last known. I mean, what are people thinking? And then I also learned this week that when we gave up our base, when we gave up Bagram, apparently no one took it. We've talked about this. We didn't take any of our military equipment with us, which is so ridiculous. President Trump was all over the place this week saying how he would have bombed anything that he couldn't have taken out, and I think that would have been smart, right? You blow up what you can't use so that it doesn't end up in the hands of the wrong people. And we left biometric screening devices at Bagram, which now the Taliban has in their custody. If you saw this
what
week,
is, what does that stuff do?
Well, that's the stuff that they can use to confirm people. That's what other countries right now are using to confirm the identities of other people. So now you're handing not only that, but lists of people who have helped the Americans and our allies over the last 20 years. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And the Taliban, there's a video that went viral, and it, if it weren't true, be laughable. You've got these Taliban members in one of our Black Hawk helicopters just on a joyride on the Bagram airfield, just taxing around, probably because they couldn't figure out how to get it up in the air.
Yeah. But, all right. In the meantime, there are 12 service members who've been killed in 13. An attack.
Yeah, it's actually 13. The number was
updated. 13?
Yeah.
60 Afghans are dead, 140 wounded. So is 90 now? All right.
Yeah.
So is this from that list that we're talking about?
No, this is ISIS. And see, people don't realize
ISIS-K, it's a new group.
Yeah, I saw so much stuff on social media where people just, like, don't understand. ISIS and the Taliban are sworn enemies. This is not ISIS working with the Taliban to blow up people.
The reason people are talking about that is because
Politicians. I mean, like regular people on social media who don't know anything.
Taliban. ISIS has vowed to just to Victoria's point. ISIS has vowed to get rid of the Taliban because they think they're too liberal. If you can imagine that, as the Taliban has sent people home. This is great. But there have been people within our intelligence community who have suggested that it is possible that the Taliban kind of use this as a straw man attack where they allow, because the way it's working right now is that the United States military has control of Hamid Karzai Airport that they're trying to get people in and out of. So our military has that. But the Taliban has control of the perimeter, and so this has been part of the problem in evacuating people is that the Taliban is not letting everybody in. Sometimes they're pushing people back. Sometimes they're asking for money to let people through to get to the airport for the evacuation, which is part of the problem because they're in control of the perimeter. And so the Taliban, this bombing that happened, was a suicide bomber who was packed with all kinds of explosives who made his way into the terminal and blew up one of the gates at the airport. And so a lot of people within our intel community believe that the Taliban intentionally let this person in as kind of a final embarrassment for the Americans to deal with, because people knew ISIS was coming. It was warned. It's not even the ISIS that we eradicated. This is another group. The K stands for Khorasan, which is another name for the area, the broad area of the Middle East. And so they've come into power as of late, and they've surrounded the airport. So now that's why they're expecting more attacks, more explosions. And the question is, do the Taliban intentionally let them in? Even though they're sworn enemies, is this one of those things where they said, we want to do this just to cause more chaos and problems with the evacuation? Because obviously it slowed our efforts down.
Mm. All right, the flights have resumed from Kabul apparently, and 30-some-odd planes have taken off. Now, there are no, to make sure everybody understands, there are no commercial flights going in and out of Kabul. They're all on these big transport planes. They take them to Germany, they take them to Japan, wherever they take them over to Guam, and then they get distributed from there on the planes that came from the four airlines that said, okay, we'll give you planes. Where do you want us to take people? But they've been flying those planes nonstop. They bring them to one place, drop them off. Most of the planes have six. I don't think they have flight attendants on them. I think they just have the pilot and the crew, although they may have, I don't know, flight attendants. I don't think they need to kind of know what's going on in the back of the plane with all these people on it. But they're continuing just to fly in the crews. The plane gets on the ground, unloads, flies back to Guam or wherever, or to Germany, brings another bunch back. They've been flying into New York, I guess. Some of them have been from Germany, anyway, into New York. And I think one went into Atlanta. They've been going to their
Virginia,
hubs.
I think, yeah.
Virginia.
I was reading a story about some, the processing.
And they turn the plane right around, fuel it, and fly back again for the next load.
Yeah.
So that's what they're doing. It's pretty, I guess when you think about how well organized that is, so it's a well-greased machine. Okay, we know what we have to do. We know how to do it, so let's just do it. And most of the,
and
at least
one of the dangers, though, the reason that we're much less safe today than we were a few days ago is because they're not screening the people who are coming in.
These
are not all Americans. Primarily, there are still at least 1,000, maybe more Americans, because most people believe that there are more Americans than have registered with the State Department. So there are a lot of Americans who are trapped in Afghanistan who can't get out. There are a lot of Afghanis who are getting out. And, look, I believe that the Afghanis who helped the effort over the last 20 years should get some sort of protection from our government. That's what we swore to do. But they're also not screening anybody anymore. So they're just putting people on planes. At least the Americans are. The Brits are screening people in Kabul before they put them on planes so that they don't get any terrorists in the mix. And the United States is not doing that. We're doing it backwards. We're just putting
everybody on the plane and hoping
to screen them. There's a 14-point check system that I was just reading about last night, though. And a lot of the Afghanis who are eligible are actually complaining that the process is taking too long. So I don't know. I mean, I've been reading about.
What are the Mexicans doing? Because the Mexicans are bringing a bunch of people from Afghanistan. Yeah.
Spain taking some in, New Zealand
Denmark,
is taking
Italy.
Some people in.
Yeah, there's a whole list.
But
all right, so,
the troubling thing is they're finding people who are on a no-fly list who are known to be in the system, and what do we do with those people now?
Well, is one of them this guy, Rahman Haqqani? Is that how you pronounce his name? Khalil Rahmani Haqqani. He's the head of security in Kabul, and known as a terrorist, and so apparently the U.S. has offered $5 million. Is that dead or alive for this guy? And another one of these.
I don't know.
How do you?
I mean, at what point, like, we're going to have to reach two options, right? We're going to reach a fork in the road. We either go back in and take control again, which Biden doesn't want to do, or do we just bomb everything?
What should we do?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, what do we do? Do we just move away and ignore it, or do we bomb everything?
None of this is what we should have done. This is the problem, is that we are in a really bad situation because of huge tactical errors that were put forth in the last several weeks. I mean, my advice would be to say to the Taliban, we'll leave when we're ready. We'll leave when we have evacuated every American. And you will help us in that process, because the faster you get us out of here, the faster we get all of our people, the faster we'll go home. And you use your air support to bomb the crap out of things. But now the problem is, because we've had to bring more military members in there, they almost are using us as a human shield. I mean, but you have to show some force in all of this. I mean, what we've shown is just weakness. We haven't. Biden came up after the announcement, this horrific day, the most violent day in 20 years in Afghanistan, and he comes up there and he says, well, we're going to try to find you where we are. But who has confidence in that? I mean, how are we going to why wouldn't we just start bombing ISIS? They're around the outside of the airport. Start doing it now. But
there are a bunch of stories. Here's this American, well, he's an Afghani interpreter named Mikey, who was stranded And apparently they got him and got him out, he and his family. So at least there's one good story in the rescue department. 18 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a roundup from the DJV folks of our approach to the discussion of these issues this week on the DJV program. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well, machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, so I guess maybe the final note for this hour anyway on Afghanistan, corruption and bureaucracy that really have also added into the mess that's been created there. We try to train these military people from other countries. It never works. When do we learn our lesson, I guess, is the question. More coming up on the Talk Radio Review here with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Get the vaccine. He changed his tune when he got sick, got on a ventilator, never got off. And he was a healthy, rugged guy. So there's a lesson, I suppose, to be learned there. Some of the comments. Nancy Sullivan, I think it's Travaglio, one of our listeners, said sending prayers to his family. Mary Frances Crack said maybe he should have gotten the vaccine, yeah, you think. Suzanne Jewell said he was way too young. I wonder if any of you have listened. Did you talk at all? Rick Alt also said this is happening to healthy children. Because of Delta, time to wake up and stop poking the COVID bear with sticks of indifference. That's an interesting thought. So are you talking about this on your local show, KRLA, where you do mornings in L.A.? Jennifer, what's come up?
About Phil Valentine?
Phil, yeah.
No, yeah. He didn't. It didn't. You know, the thing is that, I mean, COVID obviously is a topic, but in our market, not, you know, it's not necessarily going to be impactful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So let's see here. One of the other trending items that we asked you to comment on is how long Biden's presidency will last. Peggy Lou McGowan said, I hope it is days and not months. He should be gone already. Let's see here. Nathan said, one full term unless he becomes infirmed. Susan Nelson says, I hope the rest of his term I can try to put up with him, but if he left, that would mean Harris would be president, and that scares me far worse. Yeah, it didn't do me any. I'm not excited about that either.
It'll be the same people pulling the strings. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's a thought. So what do you hear from your friends? You're always talking, Victoria. You have a large group of friends, and Jennifer, you're around with people on the other radio station and at your office in Los Angeles. So what are your friends, what do you hear in a social context about some of this stuff? Because if it makes it on the countdown, then it must be part of not only what's on the radio, but what's on the radio, hopefully, if we're doing our jobs right, is what people are talking about in their real lives.
A question about how long Biden will last or about Afghanistan?
Either or.
What specifically? Because I think everybody is not pigeonholed, I think, in one category. I have a lot of friends who do not probably vote in the same way that I do. In fact, the majority of my friends don't vote the same way that I do. But I do think that the most of my friends who are dialed into to news or to at least what's going on, and there are some that aren't, but the some that are, I think, are really disturbed about what's going on in Afghanistan. I don't know how you can't be. I mean, it's heartbreaking. You lose 13 Marines. That's pretty notable. You lose 100 people in an attack, a terrorist attack. I think it's notable. I think there are a lot of people who are honestly considering the competence right now of Biden and the people around him because of that. I think there are a lot of people who are dug in the sand. My mom included, you know, touting a lot of the talking points, saying, this is the greatest airlift in history. Well, okay, that's a talking point, but we now have to deal with the terror attack. So I think it really depends. Some people are digging in, and some people are just looking at this kind of honestly going, this probably didn't need to be. So it's a mixed bag, I think, in my group.
Yeah. All right, you got a quickie, Victoria? Does everybody agree with you that you talked to about this?
No, I mean, honestly, I haven't spoken to my friends about Afghanistan. We've got a lot of other stuff that's – COVID is definitely the number one topic of what's happening right now with everybody. They have kids. It's about school, things like that.
Yeah. We'll talk about COVID in the next half hour. Stand by, 28 after now. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full-flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
E-cigs don't burn tobacco leaves, and they come in lots of flavors. That's what tobacco companies tell you. Here are three things tobacco companies don't say. 1. Many teens don't know their flavored e-cigs have nicotine. 2. Nicotine is a poison that can rewire the teen brain. 3. 80% of kids who tried vaping did it because of the flavors. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to flavorshookkids.org for more.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
K
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 at the hour now, second half hour of our overview of the charts, even though we've only gotten to a couple of these items, because really the top two or three have taken all the oxygen out of the room. At number one, Afghanistan, we spent time on that. Number two is the COVID discussion, the variant, masks, mandates, all this sort of thing. Is there something new? Kentucky and Texas have joined this list of states that are seeing record numbers of hospitalized patients in a surge that seems to be overwhelming doctors and nurses and affecting more children. What do we make of that, Victoria? Look at intensive care units.
Yeah, I mean, children's hospitals throughout the South are full. I mean, that's how this Delta variant seems to be working. You know, in the beginning, kids were not getting it, and older, more vulnerable adults were getting it. Now we're seeing more and more people in their 20s and 30s hospitalized who are not vaccinated. We're seeing lots of little kids really sick. I can't imagine when kids go back to school. I mean, I'm in New Jersey, so kids don't go back to school until the day after Labor Day.
Right.
Which is the way it ought to be, actually.
Yeah.
No one really knows what's going to happen in the month of September because kids are spreading it and they're getting it and they're getting, you know, some kids are getting really sick. So I don't know. I think we're not going to really know what's happening or have a firm grasp on this until maybe mid-October.
So in New Mexico, apparently there was a warning posted this week that the state is about to ration health care. What does that mean?
Like elective surgeries are no longer going to be happening.
They've done that before, yeah.
Yeah, they have. In fact, that's
one of the things in California that was really bad is that they canceled what they considered to be elective surgeries. And that's, I mean, those are things that can still be painful for people, right? I mean, things that aren't life-threatening, essentially, but that are still important to people's quality of life. They canceled a lot of those. They're going to be backlogged from what I've heard for over 2 years trying to get people back in after that year and a half of shutting that kind of stuff down. So it's been going on, and the ramifications are pretty intense. I mean, if you have something like, let's say, a knee replacement that is taking away your quality of life because you can't move, that was canceled, and now you've got to be put on a waiting list to try to get back in again. It's rough for people. How long do people sit and wait for that?
The governor of Hawaii urging residents there. We have a couple of stations in Hawaii. What do you folks think about this? Hawaii lives for tourism. And now the governor says, don't come. And that's really what happened the last time around, because there's a lot of stuff. There are outbreaks of Delta there. The curtailing of travel to Hawaii would take place in September and October. He says it's a risky time to travel right now. Restaurant capacity restricted there, limited access to car rentals.
Another thing in Hawaii is huge. It's costing people more to rent a car for a week in Hawaii than it is to get accommodations. They've got a very low supply. A lot of people have come to Hawaii. It's causing prices to be crazy if you can find a rental car at all.
It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. It's not even just the rental cars and the virus itself. They also have a serious lack of workforce. So people are checking into hotels, and the hotels are blocking off chunks of rooms because they don't have anyone to clean the rooms. They don't have enough staff to accommodate what the capacity of the hotel would be. So if you can put off going to Hawaii, it's probably not going to be a great vacation.
Mm. All right. And number three on our list this week is the investigation into what happened January 6th. Capitol police officers who were attacked and beaten during the riots filed a lawsuit this week against Trump. Why? Why would
well,
they?
Well, they're blaming it's be, not just him, but it's the Proud
yeah, they're
Boys.
They're saying that this was like a planned effort and a coordinated effort. But I think their lawsuit's poorly timed because the FBI came out with the least publicized report ever, because I don't think there's a lot going on, number one, but I don't think the media wants to get it out there. And that is that there was scant evidence that there was any, and that was their word, not mine, scant evidence that there was any sort of planning that went into this plot to overturn the government, right? The so-called insurrection. The FBI says there really wasn't any planning. So right. I think it was a lot of people who were souped up, and they had that first wave of people go through. I thought it was interesting, too, this week that the police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt came out and identified himself and did that interview with Lester
Michael
Holt.
Michael Byrd, is that his name, Lieutenant?
Wasn't it? I think it was Leroy, wasn't it?
Let's see here. No, Byrd and a few other officers the Capitol Police set up a wall of furniture outside the door, and apparently Lester Holt found him and interviewed him, and they gave NBC News permission to use his name. But it looks like Lieutenant Michael Byrd is the fellow who is in question here. And so, okay,
well,
what do you do with him?
He should be able to tell his story on his own time, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah,
I think that consistency matters, and there's always a push to identify the police that are involved in officer-involved shootings across the country. Everybody always wants to see that person, and, you know, we can argue about whether that's right or wrong, but certainly the same, I think what was done to protect this man's identity is not given to other police officers who are involved in those shootings. I think we need to get it consistent. We need to get it right. Either we're going to protect
video,
law
anyway.
Enforcement or we're not. And, you know, I think it's the consistency matters here. That's all.
Mm-hmm. So the lady who got shot was named Babbitt, right?
Ashley Babbitt.
Ashley Babbitt, yeah. And she's a Trump supporter, so she's a martyr, is she? Or what is she? What's the outcome of it?
I don't think so. Look, I think there are groups of people who feel sorry for her. I think there are groups of people who think she's the Antichrist. I tend to think that she is a person who shouldn't have been going through the window at the Capitol. I think that the people who were trying to defend the Capitol on the inside didn't know that these people had no firearms. Should they have called out? I mean, one of the things that this officer is being criticized for is that he didn't tell her to get through, to back up through the window. He didn't give her any warning before he opened up and killed her. That's one of the reasons that people who are supportive of Ashley Babbitt and think that she should still be alive today are saying that he didn't even tell her to get out of the window. But I think there's also some
that
personal responsibility.
That happens to a lot of people in America.
Yeah, I think
shot
there's
by
personal...
cops with no warning. Breonna Taylor was in her bed sleeping.
Their personal responsibility is if you're, you know, climbing through something that people on the other side don't know what you're there for. Clearly, if you're not walking through a door and you're going through a window, it might mean that you're up to no good. So
does the same law apply? Like, you know, you're a gun owner. If someone comes onto your property at night and you shoot them and kill them, you won't face any charges, right?
No
because
way.
Someone was
not
trespassing.
In California. This is state by state. In fact, as a gun owner, if you don't, you have to first yell to get them off your property. You have to tell them to leave, even if they're in your house and they don't belong in your house.
But so they can see where you are and shoot you
and
before you shoot them?
And if you shoot them in the back, you will absolutely be put in jail for it. Absolutely. In fact, when I did my gun safety class, they tell you to call 911, leave the line on once you've called 911 so that your response can be reported. Right. And you have to say, get out of my house, I'm armed. Get out of my house.
So my question, though, would be more towards a state like Texas where, you know, there are very few ways that you can get in trouble for shooting someone who has trespassed. So it's the same thing with the Capitol, right? It should be
the
same thing.
So what's the happy medium? That's the question. What,
I don't know.
What's protected?
Well,
that's what's kind of curious.
Again,
about
consistency is key, right? I don't know. There are a lot of people who defend law enforcement who are not defending this person at the Capitol. There are a lot of people who defend criminals who do this kind of stuff on federal buildings if their message is right. I mean, I think we have to be really
like, as consistent as possible. These people knew they shouldn't have broken into the Capitol. They have to be held accountable for what they did. We need to either decide whether we're going to protect law enforcement who are involved with officer-involved shootings or not. Everyone else who doesn't take it, who takes a different stance, they're really being hypocritical, because it then seems like we're playing team sports. If you support one way or another based on what people stand for, whether they're Black Lives Matter or they're a Capitol protester, you know, I think we've got that's what's causing the divide in our country.
All right. Next up, the California recall, which is number four. And these are the most important stories. The rest of this stuff sort of repeats from week to week here. Not that it's not important to talk about them, but I wanted to get to the top four. So we'll talk with Jennifer about the California recall right after this.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the top stories. I like to do them in order backwards from 10 to number 1, just so there is an official link, if you will, to all the conversation, which sometimes takes a variable turn. At number 10 this week, the passing of Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine, the talk radio host. Number 9, our relationship with China. Number 8, the gubernatorial transition in New York. Number 7, the weather and the wildfires out west. Immigration problems, number 6. The economy, number 5. And number 4 is the California recall. Number 3, the investigation of what happened in Washington, January the 6th. Number 2, no surprise here, COVID, the variant, masks, mandates, all that relatable conversation. And number 1, what in the heck is going on in the chaos with the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Everybody is talking about that on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here reviewing the folks that are connected to the top 10 stories, in case you didn't know their names, et cetera, et cetera. Ron Jeremy, the porn star, is at number 10. He was indicted, on 30 counts, I think, of rape and, number 9, tie between Charlie Watts and Phil Valentine for obvious reasons, both of them passing this week. Kathy Hochul, formerly Lieutenant Governor of New York, now new governor there. Kamala Harris, number 7, the vice president. Gavin Newsom tied with Larry Elder, both running to be governor. Newsom to stay, Larry to become governor. Number 5, Sidney Powell. Number 4, Pelosi. Number 3, Antony Blinken. Number 2, Donald Trump. And number 1, Joe Biden. Joe's not looking as good as I'm sure his handlers would like him to look. And that's one of the things people get into when they're talking about him this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 46 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Review roundup of our thoughts. And the California recall certainly is on our mind. We've talked about it a lot here, not only because Jennifer's in California, but because it is a sweeping indictment of Gavin Newsom and the way the state is run. Makes for great conversation, all kinds of different angles. So what's the angle this week?
Well, and I would say California's kind of like a petri dish. It's the test ground for some of these, like, far-left policies. And so so what happens here kind of happens around the country if people think they work or have the desired impact. The recall, the polling is neck and neck. It's all within the margin of error, and it has been for the last couple of weeks. It's really anybody's game. The ground game is going to be huge, and that means going out and collecting ballots because ballot harvesting is legal in our state. But some of the big stuff, Larry Elder has been hit on all sides, from Gavin Newsom, from a lot of people in the race. Kevin Faulkner is one of them who's believed to be behind some of this stuff, and all kinds of stories about Larry Elder have come out. People taking him to task for saying the N-word when he was doing stand-up comedy 20 years ago. A former girlfriend has come out. She kind of got, her story's kind of flooded a bit. No, she's blonde. Alexandra Daddig is her name. An article that he wrote a while ago about, like, women don't understand politics and economics as well as men. And I read the article last night because I didn't want to, you know, I wanted to know exactly what he said. Yeah, he was quoting the Annenberg study that was done to say that women in 15 key areas back in 2000 didn't have the same, I guess, understanding or grasp as men. And he was quoting, he was using words that were put in that liberal study against him. A lot of people are saying that that's what Larry Elder feels. I can tell you I've hung out with him, and he is not he's not the misogynist that people are painting him to be. But in any case, he's had that. He's had the L.A. Times come after him. Like, the L.A. Times is obsessed with him. There's this one woman, Erica Smith, who says that he is the black face of white supremacy.
Yeah, right.
And so he's been pushing back against all that this week. You know, it just seems that he really, by him getting in, he has really shaken things up, and I think now people are worried. So here comes all the bad stuff. Well, I think if he doesn't win, if Newsom survives the recall, I would hope that this is also a huge wake-up call for Newsom and his policies. Like, the outdoor dining ban, I mean, all that kind of stuff that was so stupid and not necessary. I think it'll just empower him, to be honest. If he survives this recall, I think it's going to be really hard for California over the next year or so until the next election.
Other items just on the list. Number 5 is the economy. Number 6, immigration problems. The wildfires in California, 7, and elsewhere on the West Coast. The circumstances with the governor of New York, 8. China relations, 9. And the death of Charlie Watts, number 10. There it is. Top 10 stories from talkers this week at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, it was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour is now Tech Talk time, a review of the hot hits in the world of, conversation anyway, the world of technology. There are five items that Victoria Keelan picks from all of the things that she reports on during the week. And so we start with number five, move to number one, T-Mobile. That gives us number five, Victoria.
Yep, T-Mobile has announced a new promotional perk for their customers. New and existing customers can get a whole free year of Apple TV Plus. And so the reason they're doing this, by the way, the code is 2021 Apple TV P1. That's the promotional offer if you go to their website. If you're under the Sprint umbrella of T-Mobile, you also are eligible for the free year of Apple TV Plus. A lot of cynics are saying that this is their way of trying to make people forget about the two very large data breaches that they've had, and they're hoping Ted Lasso can calm everyone's nerves. If any show can do it, it is Ted Lasso. So, yeah, if you're a T-Mobile customer, just forget about the breach and get your free year of Apple TV Plus, and so you can watch Ted Lasso.
Number four is the focus on Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, it's interesting. Samsung's in the news this week twice. This is the not good news, and they have good news coming up. But a cell phone caught fire in the cabin of an Alaska Airlines flight that landed in Seattle from New Orleans. The phone was a Galaxy A21, and the only reason that the only way they knew that is because the phone was burned beyond recognition, and so the passenger who owned the phone volunteered the information that it was in fact a Samsung Galaxy A21, and so a Samsung spokesperson said that they take their safety as a top priority and they're investigating and blah blah. But an Alaska Airlines spokesperson said that the plane's crew had to use fire extinguishers and a battery containment bag to stop the phone from smoking. Another passenger tweeted that the cabin was so filled with smoke, it looked like a smoke machine had been set off. And so the whole plane had to be evacuated using the slides. So the
But this happened while the plane was in the air, though, right? Not on the ground.
Well, it started smoking, and then it landed successfully in Seattle with smoke filling the cabin. They got everybody out as fast as they could through the evacuation slides. But, yeah, it's just, we remember back with the Samsung Galaxy Note 7, those batteries that were exploding, and they were actually banned from airplanes for a while.
I remember the first 787, the Boeing 787, the first plane that was ever put into commercial service was a Japan Airlines plane. They used it to go from Boston to Tokyo every day, and the batteries in that caught on fire, filled up the cabin with smoke as it was landing in Boston. Okay, number three, we focus on Samsung again.
This is good news.
Yeah, okay, what is
Samsung's good news is that their devices will support Samsung Pay, the devices that do have Samsung Pay on them. You can now actually store a digital version of your vaccination card. And so this is through a partnership with the healthcare nonprofit called the Commons Project. And so users have to first download the free Common Health app, and then from there you're prompted to upload your COVID-19 vaccine record. Now, as we know, this is depending on where you are in the country. Every state, every county seems to be different. But if you are in an area that's going to require you to have a vaccine proof for a restaurant, a concert, your office, whatever it is, this is a really convenient and very safe way to store your vaccination card. It's actually a lot safer than carrying around that the actual paper card with you. It's kind of like your Social Security card. You do not want to be carrying that around. You don't want to carry around your vaccine card. Digitally upload it. It's a lot more secure.
Really? I've been carrying my Social Security card with me in my wallet forever.
That's horrible. No. Oh. If you lose your wallet, someone has your entire lifeline right there on one card. That's all they need is your Social Security number.
Okay. Well, no, the Social Security card doesn't have the number on it anymore, I don't think, does it? No, I don't
Mine
think it
does. That's why it's in a lockbox.
All right.
It doesn't go anywhere with me.
Number two, Microsoft has a breach.
Another day, another breach. So Microsoft says an attacker won access to one of their customer service agents and then used information from that to launch hacking attempts against customers. This is not actually as widespread as what we initially thought. Homeland Security got involved, and they said that they're working with Microsoft to allow their, you know, to alert their partners. Pretty much by now, Microsoft has warned customers, if you are communicating with billing contacts, just to, you know, be conscious of your password, change your password, change old usernames if you can.
All right. Number one is something nice from Airbnb, in fact.
Yep, Airbnb and Airbnb.org, which is their nonprofit arm, have announced that they will temporarily house 20,000 Afghan refugees without any cost to them.
Wow.
So, or the host. So this is good news.
That is big. All right, that's it. The top five items from technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on a roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Plus special financing ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Witnesses say rockets struck a neighborhood near Kabul's international airport among the ongoing U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. The rockets struck Monday morning at the Salim Karwan neighborhood. Gunfire immediately followed the explosion, but it wasn't immediately clear who was firing. Earlier, a U.S. drone strike blew up a vehicle carrying what officials call multiple suicide bombers from Afghanistan's Islamic State affiliate before they could attack the ongoing evacuation at the airport. An Afghan official said three children were killed in that strike. The U.S. is to withdraw from Afghanistan by Tuesday, which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox News Sunday a mistake.
With a continued deployment of 2,500 people, we were in effect keeping the lid on, keeping terrorists from reconstituting, and having a light footprint in the country. The policy was working.
Hurricane Ida continues trekking inland, now located about 5 miles west of Killian, Louisiana, but still packing. Winds up to 125 miles an hour, heavy rain up to a foot possible before morning, and sporadic tornado activity possible as well. And while thousands chose to get away before the storm hit, others decided to stay home and ride it out.
Partly it's because we just wanted to make sure that other family members that are staying are safe, so it's kind of helping each other. Some of our neighbors, I would say half the neighborhood is staying and the other half is evacuated.
A Louisiana sheriff says they may have had their first Ida-related death. A tree fell on a home, killing a man inside near Baton Rouge. Out west, Hurricane Nora weakened to a tropical storm as it causes floods and landslides along Mexico's Pacific coast. It had passed just inland of the Mazatlan resort area as a Category 1, then veered into the Gulf of California, weakened into a tropical storm. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
GoFundMe stops certain donations to Afghanistan, quote, due to Taliban control.
The company says due to Taliban control, we can no longer transfer money directly to an individual in Afghanistan or release funds that will be transferred to an individual in the country. However, exceptions may still apply as long as the campaign has been vetted. In the wake of the Taliban sweeping into Afghanistan's capital, droves of campaigns with different missions have popped up on the platform, although they all have the same goal, to help at-risk Afghans as fighting intensifies. The fundraisers range from trying to fund emergency flight rescues to providing food to internally displaced families throughout Afghanistan. Patrick Frost reporting.
After the FDA granted full approval to Pfizer's two-dose coronavirus shot this week, more than 800 colleges have enacted COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Ohio State University announced its COVID-19 requirement this past Tuesday. More news and analysis at townhall.com. One of Detroit's iconic landmarks is on the market and in search of a new owner.
Co-owner of the platform says the 93-year-old Fisher Building has been listed for sale. The 30-story building was built in 1928 and includes the Fisher Theater. The platform says close to $30 million has been spent on improvements over the past 6 years, including restoration of the building's arcade ceiling. The building was purchased in 2015 at auction along with the Albert Kahn Building.
Jeremy House reports the early 20th century Art Deco buildings are on the National Register of Historic Places. Both buildings are north of downtown in Detroit's new center area. In the 3 weeks since the annual Sturgis motorcycle rally kicked off, coronavirus cases in South Dakota have shot up at a startling pace. State health officials have reported 63 cases among rallygoers from South Dakota so far. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay. Trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with a radio series starring the future human lead of the Talking Horse sitcom, Mr. Red, and then from a first name to a last name, as we move from Alan Young to Gracie Allen. By the way, those two funny folks have a direct connection. His name, George Burns. Of course, Gracie was married to George. But did you know that that famed comedian financed the original Mr. Ed pilot episode? It featured Scott McKay, not Alan Young, as Wilbur Post, and never aired. later recast now with Young and debuted in early January of 1961, and Mr. Ed became a hit. In this radio episode, Alan Young is joined by Charlie Cantor as Zero, Jim Beck as Hubert Updike III, and Gene Gillespie as Betty. The announcer is Jimmy Wallington, and it's from October 18th, 1946.
Alan Young is here to greet you, everybody, everywhere. Every Friday at this time, he comes to say hello by air. Brought to you by a banner for the smile of beauty.
And by talent.
For well-groomed hair. Hi, Panna.
Hi, Talis.
Two products you should know on the Alan Young, Alan Young, Alan Young Show.
It's Friday night again, and as usual, we take you to the little white cottage in Van Nuys, California, where we find the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
Wonderful evening today.
Hey, what you so happy about, Alan?
I got a date with Betty.
Well, you've had plenty of dates with Betty.
I know, Zero, but I made up my mind. Tonight, I'm going to kiss her.
But, Alan, you told me you did kiss her once.
Well, that was an accident.
Accident?
Yeah, we were nibbling on a pretzel together, and our lips rounded a curve at the same time.
Look, Alan, why don't you forget about girls?
Forget girls? You shouldn't talk that way, Zero. After all, love is what makes the world go round.
Not my world.
What makes your world go round, Zero?
6½ glasses of beer.
Oh, stop being so silly. Oh, the phone. Probably Betty. She worries about me. Hello? Oh, hello, Betty.
Well, that's Betty.
Betty, yes. I guess you can hardly wait for me to come over tonight. You go what? Oh. But, Betty, why won't you go out with me? Hubert Updike, eh? Okay. Okay. Goodbye, Betty. Sure, that was Betty. She broke her date with me.
Oh. You're really nuts about her, aren't you?
I worship the ground her father would like to see me buried under.
You know the trouble with you, Alan? You're not a man of action.
Hmm?
You know, once somebody tried to steal my girl, send Susie.
Susie?
No!
You know who he was?
Hmm?
Bone Crusher Kelly.
Gee, he sounds like a tough character.
Yeah, but that didn't stop me. Huh? I walks up to him and I says, listen, Bone Crusher, this town ain't big enough to hold the both of us, see? And you know, he was nice enough to help me pack.
You're right, Zero. Less talk and more action. Gee, if only I could think of some way to get Hubert out of the picture. What would make a fella forget about a girl?
Well, all you gotta do is get Hubert interested in another guy.
Another girl?
Yes.
That's it. That might take his mind off Betty. But how could we get another...
Wait a minute. Yeah? I've got an idea. Yeah. Set a trap for him.
Yeah.
Who was it that hooked Cary Grant? English Bergman. Who hooked Humphrey Bogart? Lauren Bacall. Who hooked John Garfield? Lana Tyner.
Yeah, Zero, but where can we find that kind of bait?
Well, how about that girl who just moved into the neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
That southern thing. She's beautiful. And she's loaded with dough.
Zero, she sounds perfect. I'll get Hubert interested in her. The next thing... Here comes that Hubert up back now. Filthy rich Updike.
Rich, huh? He really shows off his dough, huh?
Yeah. Who else has a radio where the Lone Ranger yells, hi-ho gold?
Look now, don't forget, Alan. Remember to get him interested in that guy.
Okay.
Oh, Alan, I'm here. Come gaze at me. Soon it will be night and my petals will close.
Oh, make yourself comfortable, Hubert. Here, sit down on this chair.
No, I'd rather stand.
Why, what's wrong with this chair?
It looks like it's already been used.
Listen, Hubert, when are you going to realize that people are all equal?
Ooh, what you say. You're talking to an Updike. My ancestors came over on the Mayflower, and they got off at Chrysler Rock.
Hey, Chrysler Rock? You mean Plymouth Rock?
Mine waited for something better to come along. But I must be going now. I'm on my way over to Betty's house.
Oh, you are?
Yes. I hear she broke her date with you to go out with me. Is that true, Alan?
What if it is?
Oh, Mother, turn on the oven. I'm cooking his goose tonight. Oh, that was a witty one.
Hubert, you can go out with Betty if you want to. It's perfectly all right with me.
Alan, what's this?
Go ahead, go out with Betty. Matter of fact, I've got my eye on somebody else. It's that new girl down the street, Lulabelle.
Oh, Lulabelle.
Yeah. That southern girl.
Hmm.
Yes, I met her last week. Not bad, Alan, not bad.
Yeah, she's the beautiful, intelligent, and besides, she's the wealthiest girl in America.
Oh, she must have plenty salted away.
Yeah, you got quite a shaker, too. Matter of fact, Hubert, she's got nearly as much money as you.
Oh, that does sound intriguing.
Intriguing.
Alan, I think I am going to marry Lulabelle. In fact, I'd like to go over there and propose to her right now.
That's fine. Why don't you?
Well, I can't. You know I'm nervously maladjusted. I just can't propose. When I snuggle up to a girl, my breath comes in short pants.
Huh?
Heart chapter and marks, of course.
Hubert, you could put all your family fortunes together. All her cash and all your cash.
Then we could settle down and raise little deposits. But, Alan, since I'm so shy, maybe you would do me a favor and propose for me.
Oh, sure, Hubert. I'm an old pal of yours, and I'd like to do you a favor, that is. I'd be happy to go over to Lulabelle's right now.
Oh, bully. Just plain bully. And, Alan, while you're proposing for me, do you mind if I use your telephone?
Not at all, Hubert. Hey, Zero.
Yes?
Zero, we're going over to Lulabelle.
Lulabelle's. I get it. Come on, Alan. Let's go.
Oh, that Alan Young fell right into my trap. Now to dial that number. Oh, I do love to dial the telephone. Hello, Lulabelle. This is a friend of Alan Young's. Look, Alan is on his way there to propose to you. Yes. But the poor boy is so shy, he'll tell you he's proposing for someone else. Yes, he's really proposing for himself. He's crazy about you, Lulabelle. Goodbye. Oh, this will be my chance to gloat over Alan. Oh, gloat.
Mind if I make your mouth water? How would you like this for dinner? Chicken a la Ritz, whipped potatoes, cream spinach, lemon meringue pie. Sound good?
Boy, does to me.
Well, me too. But do you realize that every one of those foods I mentioned is soft and creamy? And delicious though they may be, they fail in one important respect. They don't give our gums the exercise they need to help them keep firm and healthy. And firm, healthy gums, you know, are so important to sound teeth, brighter, more sparkling smiles. That's why so many dentists recommend Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. For Ipana, when used with gentle massage, helps give our gums the stimulation they need to keep them firm and healthy. Ask your dentist.
A national survey shows that 7 out of 10 dentists recommend gum massage. Not only that, but dentists themselves prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use.
So for the health of your gums, for sound, bright teeth, a more sparkling smile, why don't you try Ipana toothpaste and gum massage? Ipana. Ipana. Remember how John Alden proposed for Miles Standish? Well, right now, Alan Young is on his way to Lulabelle's to propose for Hubert Updike. Of course, what John Alden Young doesn't know is that Hubert has explained to Lulabelle that Alan is really proposing for himself. So let's join Alan and his pal Zero on their way to Lulabelle's house.
Gee, Zero.
Yeah.
I don't know how to go about this. I've never proposed to a girl. Well, not for a long time, anyway.
You mean you once did propose to a girl, Alan?
Well, it was a long time ago, Zero. I was only 9, and she was 63.
And what made you propose to a dame 63 years old?
She was wonderful, dear old. She was tall, dark, and used to lend me her ear trumpet. I was the only kid in school who could put a curve on a spitball.
Look, Alan, you won't have no trouble. Go on up and propose, and slip her this ring.
Zero, where did you get that ring?
I took it off of Hubert's finger before.
Huh?
If you're proposing for Hubert, he ought to be supplying the ring.
Well, that's a good idea, Zero. Yeah. Look, you just wait out here for me, huh?
Okay.
Yum-dum-da-day. Yeah. Ooh. Hello, Little Bell.
Well, Alan Young, my great big sugar plum. Is that you all?
Not really. Part of it's padding.
Come on in, you great big hunk of man. You're as welcome here as a big mess of hominy grits and fried chitlins.
Well, thanks, Little Bell.
Why are we standing here, Alan, when there's a great big comfy sofa just crying for company?
Okay. Little Bell, I came here for a very important reason.
Oh, I know you did, honey child. But can't I fix you a drink first? How about a nice mint julep?
I'd rather have a Coke.
But, honey, child, us Southerners are famous for our mint drink.
Well, give me a Coke and throw a lifesaver in it.
I just can't understand you Northern men.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Southern men are so impetuous. Mm-hmm. They just carry you away.
In California, we have cars.
You all just don't like poor little old me all.
Why, sure I do, Lily All Bell. Just that this is so important to me. I came over here to propose.
Well, shut my mouth.
I would, but it sounds so unsanitary. See, Lily Bell, I'm proposing for a friend of mine. He's too shy to propose for himself.
Oh, I understand perfectly, honey child.
See, this friend of mine has lots of money. He's handsome, and he's very anxious to marry you.
Well, Sugarfoot, hug me till my levees break.
You mean you'll marry this friend of mine?
Well, of course I want a proposal in the Southern tradition. You know, us Southern girls are so romantic. Make it soft and mellow.
Oh, that's the way you want it.
Uh-huh.
Lula Bale. You're as delicate as a magnolia blossom. Your eyes are as big and bright as a southern moon.
Oh, that's more like it, honey child.
You're from the peach country and I'm from the orange country. What do you say we merge and make a fruit salad?
That is the nicest proposal I ever heard.
And, Lula Bell, to make this proposal with my friend official, here, let me slip this ring on your finger.
Oh, Alan. Oh, what a beautiful ring. Oh, I'm crazy about it, Alan. Let me give you a great big hug.
No, please, Lula Bell, no. It's so tight. Oh, please. You're bending my pocket comb.
That was a real southern hug.
I know. My Mason and Dixon just changed places. Well, I really got to be gotten now. I mean, got to be getting now. I mean, so long. Gee. Oh, those southern girls. Better go over to Betty's house and tell her about Lula Bell and Hubert. But first, I'll stop and bend my pocket comb back into shape.
You're listening to The Alan Young Show. We'll be right back with more after this.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor.
Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
You know what I mean. You've been seeing another girl.
Another girl?
Alan, there must be some explanation.
If there is, I'm ready to hear it.
Oh, then you admit that you've been seeing another girl.
Eddie, I admit nothing. I'm innocent. Innocent, I tell you.
You mean you haven't been seeing another girl?
That girl.
You haven't proposed to another girl?
Ah, proposed.
Sugarplum, here's your Lulabelle. Let's get married tomorrow. I'll wear my new strapless gown. What'll you wear?
Miss Lulabelle, did Alan Young propose to you?
Sure enough.
Alan Young, what have you got to say for yourself?
Mr. Denver, I can explain the whole thing. I was proposing for Miles Standish. I mean, Hubert told me that John Alden knew LaBelle was John Standish and Miles was... and now was gonna. Any questions?
Alan Young, you led my daughter on with your promises, and I'm going to see to it that you're not going to make another girl miserable. You're going to marry Lulu Bell.
But Mr. Dittenpepper.
Alan, that's the only fair thing to do.
But Betty.
Oh, Sugar Plum, you all know how all and you all feel about us all. So after we're married, we all move down south. And if you all feel the same way I'll feel it, you...
Oh, such a blabbermouth.
Well, folks, usually the happiest day in a man's life is his wedding day. However, today, Alan Young is marrying Lulu Bell. And we find the reluctant bridegroom all alone in an upstairs room in Lulu Bell's house, waiting for the ceremony to begin. Alan is making his final preparations.
Got the tie around my neck just right. I don't know if I can only kick the chair away with my feet. Oh, well. Young, you're crazy. Why don't you look at this sensibly? You love Betty and you know it. Why don't you sneak out the door and get away? That's an idea. I'll just tiptoe through the door and...
Going someplace, Alan?
Hello, yeah. Well, Mr. Dittenpepper. just practicing how to carry somebody across the threshold. Yes, practicing carrying somebody over the threshold.
Alan Young, put me down.
Yes, Mr. Dittenpepper.
You're not getting out of this room until they start the ceremony. Now get back in there and stay there.
Why didn't I talk back to him? I didn't propose to Lulu Bell. I don't want to get married to her. Get tough with me, Willie. Only one reason I didn't let him have it. I haven't got it. Guess you're trapped. You're going to have to marry Lulu Bell. Come in.
Hello, Alan.
Oh, Betty, it's you.
Alan, I just came here to wish you a lot of luck and... Gee, just look at you, all dressed up formal. Top hat, white tie, and turtleneck sweater.
I'm not going to wear this sweater. I just got cold thinking about the wedding. Believe me, Betty, no matter what happens, you're the only girl I'll ever love.
Oh, Alan, it's not fair to Lulu Bell to say things like that.
That's how I feel, Betty. I should have told you this sooner, but I guess I'm pretty shy.
Alan, you're the shyest fellow I ever met.
Yeah, but I did take you through the tunnel of love once.
Yes, and I'll never forget that evening. There I was, sitting in the boat, and there you were swimming along behind.
I guess it's all over now, Betty. Those things will just become fond memories.
Yes, Alan. Goodbye.
Well, before you go, Betty, would you do me a little favor?
Oh, anything, Alan.
Well, would you take your father out of the hall and take him downstairs for a glass of punch or something?
Why, certainly. Well, goodbye, Alan.
Bye, Betty. She's talking to Mr. Dittenpepper. There they go down the hall. Now's my chance. I'll just tiptoe out and I'll...
Oh, Sugar Plum!
Oh, hello, Lulu Bell.
Oh, honey-child, I'll bet you all couldn't wait to see me all.
Yeah.
What do you think of my wedding gown?
Seems rather daring.
Oh, Sugar Plum, how can you all say that? My grandmother wore this at her wedding, and my mother wore it, too. This is a hand-me-down.
They didn't hand you down enough.
Oh, you're so clever. I just can't wait for my father to meet you.
Well, maybe your father won't approve of me. After all, he's a southerner and I'm from the north.
Oh, well, Sugar Plum, father don't mind me marrying a northerner. Oh, no. The only type of man that he can't stand are those rough westerners.
He can't stand westerners, huh?
No. He hates them ever since those cowboys shot up the town while he was making a speech. Oh, but he'll like you, honey child. Come on now, let's go downstairs. He's just dying to meet you.
Doesn't like Western.
Huh? Oh, there's father over there with those people. Oh, father!
Yes, my little Magnolia Blossom.
Here he is, father. My own little old Sugar Plum. Now, you two get acquainted while I mingle with the guests.
Well, I'm mighty proud to make your acquaintance, Alan.
My friends call me Tex.
Hey, I can hardly believe my ears.
You call them ears? Not where I come from. They're mighty handy for fanning flies off in cows.
Are you the man who's taken my daughter away from me?
Hold on, stranger. Nobody can call me a horse thief.
This is impossible. Hmm? You can't be the man who's going to slip a ring on her finger.
Slip a ring on her finger? Well, I'm going to brand my initials on her side. Slip her ears together. Smile when you say that, stranger. I'm plenty tough, see? Well, I eat cactus for breakfast and wool for lunch and for dinner I spit sweaters.
I've stood enough of this.
Reach for the sky. I'm starting to throw lead, see? I'm going to fill you so full of holes you'll be able to drink a mint julep and sprinkle your plantation at the same time.
Well, that settles it. The wedding is off.
Hello there, Colonel.
Hello, Alan, my boy.
Mr. Bitten Pepper, you know how I feel about westerns. Well, this cowboy threatened to kill me.
Alan's no cowboy, Colonel. He's just a practical joker. Just wanted to see if his future father-in-law could take it.
Yeah.
Well, I can take a joke as well as the next one. Come on, X. Lulabelle's waiting by the preacher.
Oh, Sugar Plum, here you are.
Yes, Lulabelle.
Soon the preacher will make us one. I'll be part of you, and you'll be part of me. We'll be part of each other.
Won't there be confusion when we're getting dressed in the morning? Listen, Lulabelle, there's something you should know.
And now will the bride and bridegroom please step forward. Do you, Lulabelle, take this man for your lawful wedded husband?
I showed up, do.
And do you, Alan Young, take this woman for your lawful wedded wife? If there is anyone, who knows why these two shouldn't be united in matrimony, let him speak now or forever after hold his peace.
I got plenty to say.
Just a moment, please. Who is this meddler?
I ain't no meddler. I was in the war, but they never give me one.
Zero, what do you got to say?
The ring, Helen. Huh? How can you marry a dame when she's wearing somebody else's engagement ring?
The ring. That's right. Let's look at that ring.
There seems to be something engraved in this ring. Let me see now. This ring is the property of Hubert Updike. If found, please return to the First National Bank and receive the Second National Bank as a reward.
You see, Lulabelle, you're supposed to marry Hubert Updike.
Well, shut my mouth. Hubert's a wonderful fella.
Well, shut my mouth. Hubert's a good catch.
Ah, Hubert's a dope. Oops. Hey, somebody shut my mouth. Oh, Betty, isn't it nice sitting here on your front porch again?
Oh, yes, it is, Alan. And you're not sorry that you're not married to Lulabelle, are you?
Of course not, Betty.
After all, Lulabelle had stacked the money.
Betty?
Yes, Alan?
I think you're pretty well stacked, too. Friends, during the week, please remember the two fine products that bring you this show. Ipana for the smile of beauty and Vitalis for well-groomed hair. Ipana, Vitalis. Until next weekend, this is Alan Young saying good night.
This is James Wallington to remind you that Alan Young can now be seen in the 20th Century Fox picture, Margie. The Alan Young Radio Show is written by Al Schwartz and Sherwood Schwartz.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
The Alan Young Show from October 18th, 1946. I'm Greg Bella. Next on When Radio Was, another performer named Alan, who starred first on radio, then found fame on television. It's Gracie Allen and George Burns, right after this.
Obscurity is sought only by the notorious, as someone must have said. In January of 1942, few detectives in Los Angeles can be said to be more obscure than Harry Nile. But this very lack of reputation can be an asset when a very famous person wants a very private job done in a very quiet way.
There's a war on, and a tough but thoughtful private eye roams the rain-swept streets of the Pacific Coast in search of crime, adventure, and enough dough to keep the office lights on for another month.
Harry Nile Investigations.
Yeah, who am I talking to?
This is Harry Nile.
Mr. Nile, I think I've got a problem.
Okay, maybe I can help.
Would you be in a position to handle a little case of blackmail?
Phil Harper stars as Harry Nile in 21 high-powered hard luck adventures in Radio Spirit's 8-CD set titled Black Widow and Other Mysteries.
Susan Germain has more facets than a 5-carat diamond, and she shows a bunch of them to me. The shy girl, the vulnerable victim, the brilliant plotter, the temptress. What I don't know is, which one is the real Susan Germain? But I've got a roll of 20s, that's real.
Harry Now Black Widow is regularly $31.95. But when Radio Was listeners can get it right now for only $19.95 plus get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WIDOW77, and then you can hear Harry's next case.
What I didn't know then, of course, was this dumb little job was going to turn into a big case. A big, bad case.
That's offer code WIDOW77 to save $12 today on Harry Nile, Black Widow, and Other Mysteries at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about HexoSkin, a sensor-loaded smart shirt for monitoring your heart rate, breathing rate, and a lot more. And it connects to a smartphone or tablet with Bluetooth. But what's the perfect application? Astronauts in space, of course. Pierre-Alexandre Fournier from HexoSkin has more.
So HexoSkin has been working with space agencies since 2011. And we've developed a system for the monitoring of astronauts in microgravity that has been operating in the International Space Station since 2019 for life science research in space. So we've been working with several companies, and Virgin Galactic is the first company who is going to launch an astronaut for a short-term space mission with the AstroSkin system.
Check out HexoSkin.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time once again for George and Gracie. This originally played back on February 21st, 1946.
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Well, it's afternoon as we look in at the Burns home, and we find Mr. and Mrs. Burns trying to decide how to spend the evening.
Would you like to go out this evening, George?
I don't mind, if you would.
Oh, I'd just as soon, if you would.
All right with me, if you'd like to.
Sure. Unless you'd rather stay home, would you?
I don't mind. You would.
I'd just as soon, unless you'd rather go out.
I don't mind going out, if you'd like to.
Oh, I'd like to go out, if you really want to.
Okay, I'll go shave. Unless you'd rather stay home.
Oh, no, no, unless you would.
Oh, not me, no, no. You want to go out.
All right. Would you like to see a movie?
I don't mind. You would.
I would.
Okay, I'll go shave.
Well.
Good.
Unless you'd rather stay home.
Oh, no. Unless you would.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll go get dressed. If you're sure you'd like to go out.
I don't mind. You would.
George.
Yes?
The heckler.
Yeah, the heckler. Let's just stay home.
Sure.
Okay.
Swell.
Good.
Unless you'd rather go out.
I don't mind. If you would.
I'm just as soon. If you would.
Well, it's all right with me. I'll go shave.
And I'll go get dressed.
Good.
Fine.
Oh, listen, we've had... Would you like to go out or would you like to stay home? Make a definite statement.
All right.
All right, what? What is it?
Either way suits me.
Okay, I'll make the decision. We'll stay home.
No, we won't. We'll go out.
Gracie.
There's the telephone. Are you expecting a call?
No. Are you?
No. Would you like to answer it?
I don't mind. Unless you would.
I just assumed. Unless you would.
Okay, I'll answer it. Unless you want to.
No. I don't mind. Unless you'd rather.
Oh, Gracie, stop being silly. Answer. Answer the phone.
Don't order me around. You answer it.
Since when do you tell me what to do? You answer it.
I won't touch it.
Neither will I.
Meanwhile, on the other end of that ringing telephone, we find the Burns' friends, Blanche and Harry Morton.
Oh, nuts. They still don't answer.
Who are you trying to call, Harry?
George Burns. I got a job for him. I want him to go up to Seattle and help pick my apples.
Oh. Harry, are you still trying to get apple pickers?
Well, you're darn right I am. I've got one of the finest orchards in the state of Washington, and I'm not going to let those apples rot.
But, Harry, you can't make an apple picker out of an actor.
I know. That's why I'm taking George Burns. And he won't have to be up in Washington more than a couple of weeks.
But the Burnses have a radio show every Thursday night.
Why does the show need George?
Well, why George is the one who does all the... Well, don't stand there. Call him back.
They won't be home yet. I got a better idea. Here comes the postman. I'll just write a note and have him deliver it to the Burns house.
Okay, Harry.
You want to see who's at the door, Gracie?
Sure. Unless you want.
Well, let's not start that again.
All right, I'll go.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Burns.
Oh, hello, Mr. Postman. How are you today?
Oh, Mrs. Burns, I feel gloriously alive today. I'm invigorated, stimulated, activated. I'm jumping with joy.
My goodness, you must tell my husband what kind of vitamins you use.
Oh, it isn't vitamins that makes me so happy. I gave my wife a black eye.
Well, at last the worm turned.
No, she was facing me.
Tell me, what happened?
Well, finally I could stand no more. The fighting blood rushed to my head.
Good.
One clot from birth and it rushed out again. But now I was really mad. Every ounce of my virile manhood cried for revenge. The beast in me said, fight, fight, fight.
Oh, and that's when you gave her the black eye.
Yes.
Oh, well, tell me just how it happened.
Well, she tried to kick me and her shoe flew off and hit her in the eye.
Oh, Mr. Postman, I thought you hit her.
Me? You think I want to get killed? Well, here's your mail, Mrs. Burns. Goodbye. Remember, keep smiling.
Time to take a short break on the Burns and Allen Show. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
How to not make anxiety worse. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anxiety is so overwhelming that the last thing anyone struggling with anxiety needs is for others to make it worse for them. The way to make anxiety worse for someone is to tell that person to just... Now, the word just can be followed by any advice you want, but all that an anxious person is going to hear is the word just, because the word just minimizes the tremendous pain an anxious person is in. So you might as well say, just don't be anxious. And then maybe in your head, the anxious person will say, oh, that's all I have to do? Well, why didn't I think of that? Come on now. The word just minimizes the painful experience of anxiety that people are feeling. So here's what not to do. Don't say just followed by anything, because you cannot just fix someone else's anxiety. All you can really do is be there for them. Visit drchristianconti.com to learn more.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
And now let's return to George Burns and Gracie Allen on WHEN Radio One.
What came in the mail, Gracie?
All the usual stuff. Bills and a letter from... Wait a minute. Well, here's a funny one. A letter addressed to you, but there's no stamp on it.
Wonder what that could be.
Well, it must be an official government letter. They're the only ones that don't need stamps.
Well, let's read it. Dear George, I need your help to handle a big job in Washington. Hope I can count on you, Harry. Washington? Harry?
Darling, how wonderful. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you see Harry Truman needs your help in Washington?
The president wants me to help him?
Well, why not? You're one of the great minds of this country.
Oh, go on. Am I really?
Well, one of the greatest, George. It's always been a miracle to me how such high thoughts could come out of such a low forehead.
Well, true, I've got a lot of brains.
Oh, you bet you have. If you weren't a brilliant man, the Maxwell House people wouldn't have you on the air advertising their coffee.
Say, come to think of it, the president has been calling on advertising men to help him. Chester Bowles came from an advertising agency. So did William Benton.
Well, certainly. And look who he took from Batten, Barton, Durston, and Osborne.
Who?
Well, out of that crowd, he must have gotten somebody.
But I still can't imagine the president calling on me to help. There are a lot of men in radio smarter than I am.
You'd name a couple.
Well, there aren't that many.
And look at the uncanny grasp you have of international affairs. Well, I'll never forget what you said last summer just after my mother had gone back home.
What did I say?
Well, you said, now we'll have peace. And the very next day, Japan surrendered.
Yeah, I had a hunch. But, gee, it's still hard to believe that President Truman wants me to help him run the country.
Well, come in.
Hello, Burnses.
Hiya, Bill.
Oh, Bill, you're the first to hear the news.
What news, Gracie?
Well, guess who wants George to help the Democrats run the country?
The Republicans?
I'll laugh a minute, this boy. Willie the Wit, they call him.
Well, Bill, this is no joke. The president has sent for George to come to Washington.
What?
It's true. He probably listened to George on the radio and figured the government should have him in Washington.
Well, don't let him take you without extradition papers, George.
Now, Bill.
We'll fight this every inch of the way.
Hey, Bill.
Since when is it a federal offense to smell up the air?
Bill, it so happens the president wants me to help him run this country.
Oh, come, George. Things can't be that bad.
So you don't believe I'm going to Washington to help the president, huh?
Ah, sure, I believe it, George. The minute I heard you sing last week, I said to myself, there's the man who should be Secretary of the Interior.
Huh?
Well, I said to myself, if one of the ickies has to leave, let's put another one in his place. Goodbye, comic. So long, brain trusser.
You see, Bill didn't believe it. Maybe there's some mistake about this thing, Grace.
Oh, mistake nothing. Why, the president couldn't possibly find anyone better qualified. I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, this is Harry. I've been trying to reach you all day.
You have?
Yeah, did George get my note?
Oh, yes. Yes, he did, Your Highness.
What?
He got the note, Your Excellency.
Look, what's the idea of calling me all that stuff?
Well, what should I call you?
Well, just call me Harry. I'm Democratic.
Well, naturally, or you wouldn't be where you are.
Now, look, you don't have to soft soap me just because I'm offering George a job. It happens to be the sort of thing a guy with his brains can handle. Will he take it?
Well, of course he will. And you'll find that he's the hardest worker in the whole United States.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm from Missouri.
So I've heard, Your Lordship.
Oh, stop. Stop it, please. Tell George I'll get in touch with him later and let him know when to leave for Washington. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Your Reverence.
Gosh, Gracie, was that the...
The president himself.
Holy smokes.
And you know, he's just as friendly and pleasant as one of our own neighbors.
And he really wants me in Washington?
He insists on it, old George. Isn't it thrilling? You'll be in the nation's capital, budgeting the fiscals, appropriating the tariffs, filling the busters.
It's like a dream.
Isn't it?
Me, one of Truman's advisors.
Uh-huh.
Hiya, folks.
Oh, Meredith, have we got news for you. President Truman has sent for George to come to Washington and help him with his problems.
Golly, George. Congratulations.
Thanks, Meredith.
But, gee, I sure am going to miss you.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can go to Washington with him, Meredith. Maybe George can find something for you to do. George, isn't there some little government job you could give Meredith? Something like Secretary of State?
Oh, sure, sure. I'll make him the Secretary of State.
Oh, good. Meredith, what state would you like to be Secretary of?
Well, I think I'll take Iowa. That's my home state, George.
I know.
You know, born, raised right there in Mason City, Iowa.
Yes.
That's where the corn grows 6 feet tall.
So I see. Now, look, you two, there'll be no appointments. My only job is to help the president.
Well, Mr. Truman's got a big problem, all right.
Well, every president has a problem.
Yeah, but his is tremendous. He's fingering his bass wrong when he plays the piano.
Meredith, don't you think it's possible that the president might have a couple of other problems?
No, I don't think so. His pedal working right hand of mine.
Yes. He plays the piano much better than Hoover did.
Yeah. Say, you know who'd make a good president? Carmen Cavallaro. He has a flawless left hand.
Look, Meredith, you better run along now. I have a lot to do before I leave for Washington.
Yeah, that's true. He has, Meredith. George will have to buy a lot of new things. Tracy can't appear at the White House in his old clothes.
That's right. I'll buy some new suits, new hats, new shoes, a new coat. What else?
Oh, that's plenty for me. Get a couple of neckties for yourself, please.
The first half of the 1946 episode starring George and Gracie. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. Burns and Allen musical director Meredith Willson went on to some major Broadway fame. His 1957 stage hit The Music Man took home 5 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Lead Actor for Robert Preston, and Best Featured Actress for Barbara Cook. When The Music Man came to the big screen 5 years later, Preston again played Harold Hill, but a different actress was seen as Marion. A further hint. This talented lady also starred in the movie versions of Oklahoma and Carousel, and in the 1970s played a singing sitcom mom. I'll name her then wrap up when radio was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in decade of hits, the 60s, a collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Why breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka, or what's beyond the sea with Bobby Darin by going to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits, the 60s, can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360-degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about the cast of the 1962 film version of The Music Man, namely the female lead. While Robert Preston starred as Harold Hill on both the stage and screen, his original co-star Barbara Cook was replaced in the role of Marion by Shirley Jones. Jones had previously starred in the movie musicals Oklahoma and Carousel, and then in the early 1970s, she earned Golden Globe nominations as the mother on The Partridge Family. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show, but please visit our website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio
Was. Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.